Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back at Lewis Bosman Field. The coin toss and the Liberty Eagles are going to have the ball. So Thayer Bobcats will kick it off, and the Bobcat defense will be off first on the field here tonight at Lewis Bosman. And we're just about ready for the kickoff in this one. A lot of other football going on around the area tonight. We'll see West Plains Zizzers playing up at Zizzer Stadium against the Rolla Bulldogs in their Ozarks Conference. West Plains currently ranked number 2 in Class 4, and they are undefeated. Kabul playing Willow Springs tonight. I believe that one's over at Polinski Field in Willow. Ava and Mountain Grove doing battle, and Salem-Houston in the SCA. And we'll watch some of the other games, too, as the game goes on. Mountain Home in action tonight, Highland-Salem. Melbourne and Cave City, that's a big game there. Melbourne at Cave City to play the Cavemen tonight. So we'll keep an eye on some of the other football around the region there. Bobcat kickoff unit headed out onto the field, and the Liberty Eagle kick receiving team will come out. Both these teams going to use a lot of players both ways on both sides of the ball here tonight. Their quarterback, Carter Pruitt, one of their up men in their formation. And for the Liberty Eagles, they're wearing the red pants, the white jerseys trimmed in red with the red helmets. Thayer Bobcats wearing the all-green trimmed in white tonight. The big white tee slapped on the side of their heads, and we are just about ready to get this one going. For the Liberty Eagles, number 6, Tanner Ripko, and number 7, Drew Ripko. So the Ripko brothers back deep for the Liberty Eagles, and they've been watching Thayer Bobcat film because they've got 5 guys across the front and 4 more just 5 yards behind them. They don't expect the Bobcats to kick this ball very deep. And Thayer getting it teed up here. Looks like Kyron Magnuson is going to do the kickoff duties here tonight, the left-footed kicker for Thayer. Here we go. Clock is set at 12 minutes, and we are underway. Good high kick going to be taken by Ripko at about the 20-yard line. Looking for a block at the 25, cuts it outside to the 30. Gets away from one tackler, gets out to the 40, and brought down there about the 42 by a gang of Bobcats. Boy, Thayer just about had him at the 40, but he made a nice spin move to get away from the defender. And here comes that Thayer Bobcat defense, led by Griffin Willison and Mean Austin Green and company. And this is a defense that was really good last week against Highland.
Yeah, and when you watch film on this defense, there's several people you got to keep an eye on.
Absolutely. And, of course, for the Liberty Eagles, they come out with their sophomore quarterback, Carter Pruitt. He's been a starter in all 3 games, and they've gone away from that 2 quarterback set, but they've got 3 backs in front of the quarterback in the backfield. And Carter Pruitt just going to run it right up the middle and dives ahead to about the 45, 46-yard line. Pick up about 4 yards on first down for number 5, Carter Pruitt of the Liberty Eagles. Well, you got a new down marker on the sidelines for Thayer. Look, it's lighted.
Oh, that's bright.
That is bright.
Almost can't even look at it.
Liberty, they will not go to a huddle. They call the plays in from the sideline. 3 receivers to the far side, 2 on the near side. And this time Pruitt in shotgun. Nobody back there to help. There goes Drew Ripko, and a penalty flag coming down. And this was an issue for the Liberty Eagles a week ago. I don't know if this one's going to be against Thayer or Liberty. Looks like it'll be a legal procedure on the Liberty Eagles. That'll back them up 5. And this was an issue for them in their loss last week to Fair Grove. They had 12 penalties, and 2 of them called back touchdowns. So that has been an issue. And when you're playing a lot of young kids, and they're very young, a lot of sophomores out on that field, sometimes that gets to be an issue.
That is an issue.
So it'll make a 2nd down and 12 for the Liberty Eagles. Carter Pruitt again in shotgun. 5 wide outs, 3 on one side, 2 on the near side. There goes Ripko in motion. They're going to hand it to him. No, Pruitt's going to keep it, runs up the middle, brought down at the line of scrimmage. Nowhere to go. Peyton Mills and Griffin Willison back there to make the stop, along with the Thayer Bobcats number 17, and that is Brandon Prince. Prince kid really had a nice game last week, too.
I believe he's a freshman, ain't he?
Yes, and of course, they got the sophomore biggers out there. Those young kids are really starting to step up. 3rd down and 11 now for the Liberty Eagles after the 1-yard pickup for Carter Pruitt, running right up the middle. And again, 5 wideouts this time, 3 to the near side of the field, 2 to the far side. Pruitt slaps his hand straight back, looking to throw. Steps into it, he's taking this one way downfield. This ball is going to be in. Were they caught? How in the world did he come down with that ball? That was Noah Jester with a catch all the way down at the 27-yard line. Actually, the 22-yard line. My goodness, what a catch. That is 10, 20, 30, 37, 32 yards. And a 1st down. Bobcats had coverage, and somehow Noah Jester went up there and grabbed that ball. I don't know how he caught that
one. Even had a hand on it.
Here goes Pruitt again, running the ball up the middle. Bobcats will gang tackle inside the 20 at about the 17-yard line. I think they'll mark him down right about the, about the 18-yard line. Jackson Willison making the tackle. Second down at about 4 for the Liberty Eagles on the move with 10:13 to go. They're in the first quarter. Pruitt again in shotgun. 5 wideouts in the formation. He looks left, now turns right, throws the ball into the end zone. This one is, well, it's going to be caught for a touchdown. We got a penalty flag down, which usually is going to be either a hold or an offensive or a pass interference. We'll see what the call is here. But that one to Noah Jester for the touchdown in the end zone. If it stands, it'll be a 18-yard touchdown pass. And Liberty celebrating like it is going to be a touchdown. Yes, it is. Pass interference on the defense. So Liberty picking on one of the youngsters on that far sideline, Adam. They saw that on film, and they went right after one of the young corners. And Noah Jester with 2 great catches. I mean, that
circus
one.
Catches.
I thought that one was well covered.
That was.
A lot of contact down there drew the flag.
Especially when you've got a young defender out there. You can't really teach him any better than that.
No. So Liberty takes the opening kick and marches it down the field with 10:13 to go. In the first quarter, they complete the pass. Here's Pruitt trying to run for the 2-point conversion. And did he get in? Yes, he did. 2-point conversion is good. And it is 8-0. Liberty Eagles with a lead over the Thayer Bobcats 2 minutes into the first quarter. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with the kickoff in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
Well, 10 minutes on the first quarter clock, and the Liberty Eagles marched that ball right down the field. Started with good field position at the 42. They overcame a 5-yard penalty. Hit a couple of big passes and a touchdown and the 2-point conversion. Thayer Bobcats back to receive here. Willison, Grimes, and
Spencer, I believe.
Spencer back there. An onside kick attempt here by Liberty. Going to be covered up by the Thayer Bobcats at 40. And it'll be a good field position for the Thayer Bobcats. Landry Pitts made the recovery in the middle of the field. So just like Liberty, Thayer starting in good field position. Here comes the Bobcat offense led by the senior quarterback, Landry Pitts. Had a couple of good ball games already this year for the Thayer Bobcats. They'll have the Willison brothers in that backfield, and boy, they are just punishing runners, both going over 200 pounds. Jackson at about 205, Griffin at about 215, and they just pound you with and when you try to tackle them, they're going to deliver a hit.
Some people call it a two-headed snake, but it's more like a two-headed rhinoceros.
Yeah, right. First and 10, Thayer Bobcats, split backfield. They give up the middle. That is a Willison breaks it to the 50.
Hit
to the 45, got a block to the 40. 35, finally brought down at the 32-yard line. 10, 20, 28 yards on first down for Jackson Willison, running right up the gut. And the Thayer Bobcats with a big play on first and 10. That's a first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare's Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains.
Nothing fancy there.
Nothing fancy. Just line up, double back set, and run. Willison, when he was a sophomore, ran for 246 yards against Liberty right here at Lewis Bosman. Had over 150 last year against him in the Bobcats shutout win. Bobcats again split backfield. Going to give it this time to Griffin. No, Landry's going to keep it on the option. He's down to the 20-yard line and driven out of bounds. And that'll be a 12-yard pickup and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. Well, Thayer, 2 plays, 2 first downs. And another first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Actually marked him down actually at about the 21.5. So now the first down for the Thayer Bobcat offense. Willison, and Grimes in the backfield. Thayer in a power eye. Jackson Willison is the eye back. Landry comes, pitches it to him. He runs over the right side. Oh, nice tackle at the 20-yard line. It'll be about a 1-yard gain. And who was that? Was that Rutledge on the tackle?
Number 55.
Yeah, Brody Rutledge on the tackle. 55 or 75?
55 was the initial hit.
Yeah, I think 75, Quentin Reese was there too, maybe. And now Jackson Willison is down.
Yeah,
oh, no.
He took a shot on the ground.
He did. Somebody got him late. And I saw when he got up, he kind of hesitated a little bit, and now he's back down, and he's, I think he just knocked the wind out of him. Boy, he's a tough kid. Jackson Willison, he will come off. Of course, he's got to come off for one play. Anytime have an injury, and only about a yard on the play, so second down and nine here for the Bobcats. And they are in the Community First Banking Company red zone, right on the 20-yard line.
So you go from the two-headed rhinoceros to possibly the fastest kid on the field.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Fastest kid for the Thayer Bobcats. Anyway, Mark Spencer, a sophomore, 5'7", 150-pounder, checks into the game in place of Willison. He's going to be on the flank or left. Griffin Willison in the backfield. Grimes is up there at fullback. Landry up under center. Going to give it to Griffin. Oh, ball's fumbled, and Liberty's recover. The Liberty Eagles recover the Bobcat fumble. Number seven jumps on the ball. That is Drew Ripko. So the Thayer Bobcats get into the Community First red zone and come away with nothing as the Bobcats could make the exchange between Pitts and Griffin Willison. So Thayer back on defense. Wow, what a turn of events. So a turnover against the Thayer Bobcats on their first possession of the night, and now you've got to get a stop, and you've got to stop Noah Jester, number eight. Two big catches, one of them for a touchdown on that first drive for Liberty. They're backed up at their own 21-yard line. Carter Pruitt, quick out. Going to hit Ripko. Ripko running up the right sideline, gets hit and dropped at about the 29. About an 8-yard pickup for Drew Ripko, number seven on the reception. And Griffin Willison out there to make the tackle. Actually, it's about a 7-yard gain. They mark him down at the 29. Be second down and three for the Liberty Eagles. They're lining up with four receivers on the near side.
I think I'd be looking for Jester.
Yeah, Jester is a long receiver on the far side. There, got anybody on him out there?
Yep.
Yep. But they're about 5 yards away. Here's Daniels looking to throw, throwing it over to Jester, makes the catch, comes up, bigger, makes the initial hit, and finally they're going to bring him down at about the 37, but a first down for the Liberty Eagles. Number eight, Joah Hester. Noah Jester, I'm sorry, having a good night, picks up about 6 yards on that play. And just a quick out, and he was hard for the Bobcats to tackle. 5'10", 165-pound senior.
And shifty.
He has played a bunch of football. Here's Pruitt going to run this one up in the middle. That one going to go for just a couple of yards. So keeping the Bobcats honest up there in the middle. Carter Pruitt, quarterback, on a little snap to him and just run right up the middle. Picks up about two on the play. Second down and eight. 8:13 to go in the first quarter. Liberty again right back after it. No huddle. Quick throw going to the outside. That ball is intercepted. Peyton Mills, and then he dropped it. Picked up by Thayer, and the Bobcats are back in business at the 28-yard line. Peyton Mills went up in the air and got the interception. And then he dropped it as he took off running. But what a play by Peyton Mills.
What a catch.
We said before the game, we need Peyton Mills to have a big game tonight.
Yeah, that was a rocket.
Yeah, it was a rocket, and he caught it. Wow. So here come the Thayer Bobcats at the 23-yard line of the Liberty Eagles after a Liberty turnover. First and 10. Well, the Thayer Bobcats, and looks like Jackson Willison's back in there with Griffin in the backfield. Bobcats up, looking to throw the football. Looking at Grimes deep. He's got a step. Makes the catch. Touchdown. Thayer Bobcats. A 28-yard touchdown pass. And Landry Pitts laid that thing out in front of Grimes, and he outran the defender to the ball. Touchdown for the Thayer Bobcats. It comes with 7:57 to go in the first quarter, and the Bobcats a two-point conversion away from tying this ball game. What a throw and catch by the Thayer Bobcats.
Lane might have told Coach Weber, my mama's here tonight.
Yeah, she is here, and it's good to see her.
Yeah,
her coming in, good to see her at the game finally, although we lost a listener. So the Bobcats come out, look like they're going to go for two here. Landry Pitts in the backfield and shotgun. Got to hand it. No, going to keep it. Rolling out, looking to throw the ball in the middle. Is deflected and incomplete. So the two-point conversion is no good. And with 7:57 to go in the first quarter, Thayer trails Liberty 8-6. We'll be back in a minute on the Ecom, or in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Knox Orthopedics wishes all area athletes an injury-free season, but sometimes the unexpected occurs. The four highly qualified orthopedists, Dr. Knox, Rawls, McCall, and Franklin, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries with on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy. They will get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. Knox Orthopedics, appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, both teams with a turnover early. Thayer Bobcats with a fumble that was covered by Liberty. And then two plays later, Thayer Bobcats intercept the Liberty pass. And on the first play after the turnover, Thayer goes 28 yards, a touchdown pass from Landry Pitts to Lane Grimes. And that is another $50 in the bank for the kids of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Compliments of Thayer Dental Care. Thank you, Dr. Patel and staff. We like that. 8-6, Thayer down by two. Bobcats ready to kick it off here. Liberty anticipates a squib kick again. They're going to kick it deep. And this time it'll be a Jester again. Back in the 20-yard line, runs up to the 30, finally gets hit. It'll be brought down, looks like about the 36. Pretty good return after another short kick by the Thayer Bobcats. I like that a whole lot better than the squib kick.
Yeah, I would have that any day.
Yeah, absolutely. So Liberty starts with their third possession of the night at their own 36-yard line. Remember, they took the opening kickoff and in 2 minutes went down the field and scored on a Pruitt to Jester 18-yard touchdown pass. Even though the defender was hanging all over Jester, it drew a penalty flag. But Liberty didn't take the penalty. They took the point. I don't blame them. Carter Pruitt in quarterback, number five, empty backfield, now brings a man in motion. They're going to hand it to him, a jet sweep. Bobcats trying to get somebody to the corner. He's to the 40, 45, 50, running up the sideline. Grimes knocks him out of bounds, but not till he got down to about, the 35-yard line. So a little jet sweep. Is he going to go for, about 10, 20, 25 yards?
I believe so.
25 yards and a first down for the Liberty Eagles.
It was Gentry, actually. Acklin.
Was it Gentry Acklin?
Yep.
All right, so Acklin on the jet sweep. Pruitt back in there again at quarterback. And he's going to take it and just run up the middle. Bobcats are going to stop that for only about a 2-yard gain. And nowhere for Carter Pruitt to go up the middle. They keep trying that, and they will, just to keep you honest up there.
And every now and then, he will slip out of that pocket.
Yeah, yes, he will. He's a strong kid. Just a sophomore, but he is a physical specimen. Second down and a long eight here for the Liberty Eagles. Number 17, Gentry Acklin, in the slot right. They like to go with him on that jet sweep. Pruitt, long signal count. Down to 17 seconds on the play clock. Now brings a man in motion. They're going to hand it off again. This time going to Tanner Ripko, trying to get to the outside. Bobcats will hit him and drop him for a 2-yard loss. Good defensive play. Ripko tried to cut it upfield, and the Bobcat defense was there to make the play. Mean Austin Green coming up to make a stop. It'll be third down and 10 now for the Liberty Eagle offense. Down to Thayer Bobcat 35-yard line. I think this is four down territory for them.
Yeah, I believe everywhere is four down territory for the Liberty Eagles.
Well, maybe not inside their own 30, but out to Bobcat 30, it's probably a four down territory. Carter Pruitt, big quarterback in shotgun. Brings the man in motion. And going to pitch it? Yes, they're going to pitch it out to Ripko. Ripko trying to get to the outside, cuts it up at the 30, knocked out of bounds right there. We're going to get a penalty against the Liberty Eagles. That'll be for a
block in the back.
Yeah, block in the back. Going to go against number 6, Tanner Ripko. Tried to get out there and block Jackson Willison. Pushed him from behind, so this going to back him up. Yeah, block in the back against the Liberty Eagles. And I mentioned earlier, they have really had a tough time with penalties this year. That's already two for them here tonight. They had 12 last week. Yeah, this is a big one. Although with an offense that likes to throw it downfield like they do, sometimes it's not as big as other times. But it's going to bring the ball all the way back to the 44-yard line. So it is third down and about 19 here for the Liberty Eagles. Bobcat pass defenders better get ready here. This ball's probably going downfield. Carter Pruitt.
The cover Noah Jester.
Is still looking to the sideline from the coach. The coaches for the play in. Down to 15 seconds on the play clock here. Liberty trying to get in a little bit of a hurry now. 6:25 to go in the first quarter. Pruitt in shotgun. Claps his hands, looking downfield. Bobcats getting some pressure on him. He runs out of the pocket and now throws one to the sideline. It's short of the first down marker, but a catch made at the 28-yard line. And that was number 8 again, Noah Jester. the All-State receiver, and boy, he is, you get it in his area, he's going to catch it. They needed about 19, and they got about about 15 on the play. It is fourth down and four. Down at the Bobcat 30, actually the 20, about 28-and-a-half yard line. So fourth down, Liberty going to go for it here. Do you throw the quick out to Jester, or do you run the quarterback? See what they call. Pruitt in shotgun. Bobcats show blitz. Pruitt going to throw the ball to the outside. It is caught, and the ball carrier is brought down, and he's going to get enough for the first down. Needed about four. Looks like they got about five or six down to the 23, and it's a first down on a seven-yard completion. That time, number seven, Drew Ripko making the catch. Got brought down immediately on the play. It's a good tackle. Liberty, have they not thrown a completion? They've completed every pass, haven't they?
Well, he's 6 for 7 with one interception.
Wow. 6:02 to play in the first quarter. Liberty threatening again. Down at the Bobcat, 23-and-a-half. Carter Pruitt and the man in motion. High snap. They give it to the jet man. That is Acklin. Acklin trying to get to the corner, and the Bobcat's going to run him out for a 2-3 yard loss. Good defense there by the Thayer Bobcats coming up to make the stop and bringing him all the way out to the sideline. It'll be a loss of 3 yards on the play, almost four. So a big second down, but again, just like we played Hayti 2 weeks ago, I don't think they look at that down and distance marker a whole lot.
No, I don't think so.
They just run their offense. To their credit, 5:48 to go in the first quarter. Liberty, now the big second down and 14 inside the Bobcat 30-yard line. Ball's about the 27. They got to get to the 14 for a first down. This time they got a back on the left hip of Carter Pruitt. He's looking left. Bobcats get a little pressure, throws it out to the outside. Ball is caught. Bobcat, the receiver, evades one tackler and gets all the way down the sideline to about the 17, 18-yard line. Well, they pick up, what, about
10.
Yeah, close to 10 on the play. It'll be third down and five. It's a short five for the Liberty Eagles here. Four down territory again. They marked him out at the 19-yard line. Again, they've got to get down to about the 9. Or, I'm sorry, the 14 for a first down. They just continue to complete short passes and then get good distance, good run after the catch.
I'd watch for Pruitt to run it here.
Yeah, Pruitt got a man in motion. That is Jester. Pruitt kept it, trying to get to the outside, cut it upfield. He's to the 10, to the 5, and knocked out of bounds. Right about the 3-yard line by Lane Grimes. And it's going to be a big run for Carter Pruitt down to about the 3-yard line.
Yeah.
So Pruitt on a third down and 5 picks up how many on the play?
About 13.
13 yards. Boy, that's a good ball fake, too.
It was.
Pruitt here going to run for the touchdown. No, Bobcats hit him in the backfield and bring him down. He'll lose yardage on this play. Carter Pruitt and the Bobcats say, no, not today. Big number 67 there to make the initial hit for the Bobcats. That is Weston Rogers. Then Landry Pitts and Peyton Mills came to make the tackle. They give him forward progress right to the line of scrimmage. Second down and goal to go from the 3. Pruitt again in their quarterback. 5 minutes to go now in this first quarter. We've had a lot of excitement already. Pruitt this time rolling to the outside. Gives a fake, gets a little pressure, throws over the ball. Is incomplete, knocked down, almost intercepted.
That was Eric Seimer on the play.
Yeah, Eric Seimer, a Bobcat sophomore, stepped in front of the receiver and almost had an opportunity to take that one to the house. And boy, if he could have kept the ball in his hands, he might have scored a touchdown on that one.
He says, you scored on me earlier. I'm going to do my best to score on you.
Yeah. Third down and 3 now for the Liberty Eagles. Third down and goal to go from the 3-yard line. Actually, they're closer to the 4 if they'll look at it real close here. Empty backfield for Carter Pruitt and the Liberty Eagle. Takes the shotgun snap, rolling to his right. This man is wide open, makes the catch, but stops short of the goal line. Good play there by Landry Pitts. Number 9, Gavin Reese.
Was it 7?
Ripko again? So Ripko makes the catch, and Pitts brings him down at the 1-yard line. Fourth and goal to go. This is high school football at its best right here. Threw it up under center. Quarterback sneak is coming, and he's going to get stopped. He's not going to get there. Bobcat defensive line got the surge, and the Liberty Eagles can't score on a first and goal from the 3-yard line. Get stopped at the 1-yard line.
You can bend, but you cannot break.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They put up a brick wall on that goal line, and the Thayer Bobcats have held the Liberty Eagles So Thayer gets the ball back at their own. They might actually lost 2 yards. They're going to get the ball back at a 3-yard line with 4:25 to go in the first quarter, trailing by a 2-point conversion, 8-6. We'll take a quick timeout back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
A little bit of extended timeout here. They call for a water break with 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Man, it's been an exciting first quarter, Adam. Pruitt to Jester, 18-yard touchdown play on the first drive of the night for the Liberty Eagles. They took an 8-0 lead. Thayer comes back 3 minutes, actually 2 minutes later. Pitch to Grimes after a Thayer interception. And pitch to Grimes on a 28-yard touchdown pass. Extra point was no good. 8-6. Thayer trailing Liberty, but it's a Bobcast with a big, big goal line stand. Liberty had the ball first and goal to go from the 4-yard line and could not score. Here comes the Thayer Bobcat offense. First and 10, deep in their own end. This normally means Jackson Willison running over the tackle. 4:25. That's got to be a big momentum shift for the Thayer Bobcats.
Got to be.
Liberty was beginning to get that momentum going, yeah, like we talked about in the pregame.
Once you stop that ball, you've got to keep it stopped.
Yeah, now what you'd like is about a six-play, 97-yard drive. Here's Pitts going to get the ball up in the middle and running in the middle. Is that Jackson Willison going to get hit at the line? No gain on the play for Jackson Willison. Yes, he's back in there after getting shaken up on the play. I think he just got the wind knocked out of him earlier, the way it looks. So he actually picks up about a yard. Second down and 9 here for the Thayer Bobcats. There's somebody in the crowd say, come on, O-line. Let's get some room out there. They got some biggins in there now. Big number 55 back in there defensively for the Liberty Eagles. That is the Rutledge kid. He's a good one. It is second down and about 9. Quick pass is going to be caught on the outside, but not going to go for much. That ball got tipped, and the receiver stayed with it.
I believe that was Eric Seimer.
Making the catch. Eric Seimer will pick up about 2 yards, make it third down and 7. From deep in their own end for the Thayer Bobcats. Well, you got to get a first down here. Bobcats really need to convert this to a first down and hang on to this football, because you don't want Liberty getting the ball back in the quarter, and they would get it probably well inside the 50-yard line after a punt from the end zone. So here goes Thayer on a third down and 7. Landry Pitts in shotgun formation. Got a man wide near side, wide far side. One back in the backfield, got one on the flank. Pitts rolling to his right. Looking downfield, still looking downfield. Dumps it off, incomplete. Pass intended for Griffin Willison out around the 12-yard line, and it was incomplete. Willison kind of got shoved out of bounds for no reason. But anyway, it's going to be a fourth down. We do have a penalty flag down.
One on the far sideline.
Oh, got a penalty flag down on the far sideline. We'll see what that's all about here. It is a sideline.
Sideline warning.
Sideline warning against the Liberty Eagles. All right. So somebody getting too far out on the field, and Thayer's going to have to punt this ball away on a fourth and about 7, and Landry Pitts to punt it from his own end zone. Liberty drops the man back around the 35-yard line. That is number 6, Tanner Ripko. Well, Bobcats to punt here. We haven't seen the Bobcats punt very often this year. I think they've only punted the ball 2 or 3 times. That would have been in the Hayti game.
Yeah, I was sitting here trying to remember it.
Yeah, I don't know if they punted in that one either.
I don't think they did.
I don't think they did. I know they didn't punt last week against Highland. So here we go. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Thayer to punt from their own end zone on a fourth down. And it almost went over Pitts' head. He brings it down, steps into the kick, a good kick. Ripko catches it at about the 35 and brought down immediately right there.
Fast Lane Grimes.
Lane Grimes getting down the field and makes the hit. But nowhere for Ripko to go, and it'll be a Liberty Eagle ball at the Thayer 35-yard line. Oh, that was a dangerous snap. I mean, Pitts, it looked like he was rebounding a basketball. He had to go up and bring that one right off the rim. So here comes Liberty on offense again. 2:57 to go in the first quarter. 8-6 our score. A lot of excitement, but only two touchdowns so far in this football game. Carter Pruitt back out there. He's got four receivers, three of them in a bunch on the left side. First down play, Pruitt. Oh, we get a whistle, and this one's going to be not dead. We're going to get an illegal procedure call here against the Liberty Eagles. And again, the Eagles, another penalty in the ball game. That'll back them up about five. So first and 15, ball back to the 40. Thayer Bobcat football tonight brought to you in part by your Thayer Bobcat boosters. Good folks like the Clary Funeral Homes in Thayer, Mammoth Spring in Alton, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, the Thayer Walmart, and the Country Cottage Cafe, the official lunch spot of the Thayer Bobcat broadcast crew. Had a good lunch over there today.
Boy, that squealing hog sure was good.
Yes, so was the fish. First and 15 for the Liberty Eagles. Carter Pruitt in the backfield at his own 44, at the 45-yard line. He's going to tuck it and run. Bobcat hit him. He'll pick up a yard on the play. So the Bobcats, that quarterback draw has just not done anything for them yet. They've run it about four or five times, and every time it's been for just 1 or 2 yards. Pruitt now with, what, 27?
Yep, on 9 carries.
And the longest run's been a 13-yarder just on that last drive. So second down and 4 for the Liberty Eagles. I'd keep an eye out for number 8, Noah Jester. He'll be wide on the far side.
Boy, look at that sunset, though.
Yeah, gorgeous. I can't see the sunset. Purple illumination over the field is gorgeous out there. Second down and 14. Liberty got a man going in motion. That is Drew Ripko. He'll stop in the backfield. They're going to run a little quarterback option, and Pruitt keeping it. Going to get hit and dropped from behind. Nice defensive play there by Jackson Willison. Brings him down at the 26-yard line. Pickup of only a couple on the play. Makes it third down and 12. Now, Liberty might be in a situation here, Adam, where if you get them the fourth down, they might punt the ball and try and pin you deep again.
I don't know. I think they're just going to throw it up to Noah Jester.
Well, I think they might do that on this play. I don't know if they would go for it on fourth, especially if it's more than fourth and 10. Carter Pruitt in the backfield. He's rolling to his right, looking to throw. Now looking to run. Bobcat gets some pressure. Hit him, and what a pop. He won't get much. Down to about the 35-yard line. Pick up of about 2 more to be fourth down and 9. And the Liberty Eagles faced with a decision at the Thayer 34.5-yard line. They're going to go for it on fourth down unless they quick kick it here. Fourth and about 9 with a minute 15 to go in the first quarter. And they got receivers switching sides of the field. Everybody except Noah Jester. He'll stay on that right side. He's lined up wide at about the 35. I think you throw it to him and let him try and run for it here. Pruitt got a man going in motion. Fake handoff. Now Pruitt looking to throw it the other way, and this ball is going to be over the head of the receiver and incomplete down around the 20-yard line. The Thayer Bobcats have held Liberty again on fourth down, and great coverage out there by the Thayer Bobcats. Number 9 on the coverage. That's the youngster, Rowan Spencer. Just a sophomore. Good coverage on the left side of the field. So the Thayer Bobcat offense back on the field with 53 seconds to go in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcat will have a first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Ball down at the 34.5-yard line for Landry Pitts and his Thayer Bobcat offense. And looks like split backs in the backfield. Jackson and Griffin Willison. Man wide to either side. Bobcats in that pro set with a tight end on the near side. Pitts going to give it up the middle. That is Griffin Willison. Jackson Willison all the way out to the 50, 48-yard line. He got tripped up back around the 40, kept his feet under him, and powers that one for a 17-yard pickup on first down. A first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Thayer Bobcats on the move now with 46 seconds to go. And that is a gorgeous sunset here at Lewis Bosman Field.
That doesn't get much better.
Wow. Friday night football and a gorgeous sunset. Here we go. Bobcats on a new first down. Get the ball up in the middle. That is Griffin Wilson. Breaks a tackle. Still on his feet to the 35, 34-yard line before he's brought down. 14 yards for Griffin Wilson running right up the middle. A Thayer Bobcats got something going here. Just running the ball in there. Running up in the middle. Liberty makes a complete change of their defensive line here.
You know, as competitive as the brothers are,
hell yeah,
it's amazing to watch. If you get a big run, I've got to get a big run.
Here's another first down brought to you by Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. excuse me, Bobcats in a split back formation. Pitts going to give it a little hand, inside handoff. Jackson Wilson's got it. Breaks the tackle at the 25, to the 20, 15, and down at the 13-yard line. And that's another big run. That one goes for about 22 yards for Jackson Willison. And Jackson Willison already now with 68 yards rushing in the first quarter.
On four carries.
On four carries. We've got 11 seconds left. And Thayer may just let the clock run out here. Yeah, they're not even going to take a snap here, get a little bit of extra rest. And the Thayer Bobcats into the Community First Banking Company red zone of the Liberty Eagles. It'll be first and 10 from the 13-yard line when we come back for the second quarter. Listening to Thayer Bobcat Football on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bobcats. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Small town values mean a lot to Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. She's from here and a proud Bobcat alumnus. She's been practicing law in Kansas City for 20 years, but also serves our local community with pride. If you need an attorney, call Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. Small town values with big city experience. 816-877-8120 or visit laurenallenllc.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertising.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat Football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Welcome back to Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer, where the Thayer Bobcats will take possession at the 13-yard line to open the second quarter. Bobcat defense, after giving up some big plays early at them, has really gotten pretty stout here.
Yeah.
Holding Liberty on a couple of fourth down plays, and one on the goal line just really changed the whole complexion of this game. Here come the Bobcats on a first and 10. They're in a bunch, a little power formation. Give the ball to Landry Pitts, running up the middle. Landry's going to pick up about 4 or 5 yards on that play. I like that. We haven't seen it all year.
Nope.
Bobcats putting three receivers right behind the left side of the offensive line and then just snap it to the quarterback, and he jumps in behind him, and they just push the pile. About 4 yards on the play. And the Thayer Bobcats, again, in the Community First red zone, down to the 9-yard line. Landry Pitts in there, quarterback. Jackson and Griffin Willison. And Thayer going to go, well, no, they got not going to the power here, but they got three receivers in a bunch on the left side. Power backfield, give it to Jackson Willison. He shakes the tackle, dives down to around the 5-yard line. It's going to be about another 3-4 yard pickup. Brings up a third down and 3 for the Thayer Bobcats. Ripko making the tackle for the Liberty Eagles. Thayer Bobcats looking for the go-ahead touchdown here with 11:05 remaining in the first quarter. Neither team has scored since the 7:57 mark of the first quarter when Pitts hit Grimes on a 28-yard touchdown pass. Thayer here in a power T formation behind Landry Pitts up under center. Long signal count. Calls it, gives the snap off to Jackson Willison into the end zone. Touchdown, Jackson Willison. On a 5-yard touchdown run over the left side. Nobody ever touched him. What a job by the offensive line blocking that play. And the Thayer Bobcats have taken the lead over the Liberty Eagles at 12-8 with 10:42 to go in the first half. That was an impressive drive right there. That was an impressive drive. And Jackson Willison gets the touchdown for the Thayer Bobcats. And Thayer will line up here to go for two, try to make it a 14-8 lead. Pitts will hand off. No, fakes it, rolling to his left, looking in the end zone. Man wide open. 2-point conversion. Good. Number nine, Rowan Spencer makes the catch. And the Thayer Bobcats are good on the 2-point conversion. And the Thayer Bobcats now lead the Mountain View Birch Street Liberty Eagles 14-8 with 10:42 to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, I'm April Wozdyk, a realtor with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. I'm excited to be a part of Century 21 team, and I look forward to assisting you with your real estate endeavors. Let me pose a question. What would you sell your property for today? I would love to discuss current market conditions and what we could do for you. Shoot me a text or give me a call, 870-710-8090.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats are back on top of the Liberty Eagles, and actually first time they've led in the ballgame. They were down 8-0 early, have come back with two unanswered touchdowns, and that's another $50 for the kids of St. Jude, thanks to Thayer Dental Care. $100 on the line for the kids of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. 10:42 to go in the first half. Kyron Magnuson to tee it up on the 40-yard line. The Thayer Bobcat defense, we called on to get back out there and stop those Liberty Eagles again if they can. That was an impressive play on the extra point. Here's Magnuson, the left-footed kicker. He kicks it a little onside kick. Oh, the Thayer Bobcats have recovered. The Thayer Bobcats recover the onside kick at the 43-yard line. Number 7 on the recovery, Eric Seimer. The Bobcat sophomore recovers the bouncing ball. And now the officials are going to look at it. But that clearly went 10 yards.
There's flag over there.
Penalty flag down. I don't know what that's about. But if they're looking at whether or not Bobcats touched it early, they did not. That ball went clearly 10 yards before Thayer touched it. I think they may be looking at where the ball should be down because you cannot advance.
Right.
You cannot advance the ball. And they're going to pick up the penalty flag. It's Thayer Bobcat ball at the 47-yard line of the Liberty Eagles. So Thayer getting a break as they recover the bouncing kickoff.
I don't know how many times they worked on that at practice, but it sure did work here.
Yeah, it worked this time. First and 10, Thayer Bobcat at the Liberty 46-yard line. And again, what a play by the Thayer Bobcat kickoff team. And here comes the offense. Landry Pitts back in there, quarterback. Those two big brothers in the backfield, Jackson and Griffin Willison. Bobcats with a man wide to the far side. Grimes is wide to the near side. Tight end on the near side, which would be the left. That is Kyron Magnuson. Bobcats haven't targeted him yet tonight. Liberty stacking the box here. Thayer gives him a handoff. That is Willison. Breaks the tackle all the way down to the 34-yard line. Jackson Willison, 12 yards on first down, and that's with Liberty stacking the box. They had eight guys up on the line of scrimmage.
I believe that one was Griffin.
Was it Griffin?
Yep. It's hard to tell them apart. 2 and 22.
It is. I think it was Griffin. It was Griffin. He's getting the high fives out there. So a 12-yard run by Griffin Willison. It is hard to tell. I'm going to tell them they need to wear different colored socks or something.
Yeah.
Oh, Griffin's not wearing any socks. Well, there you go. There's a clue. First and 10, Thayer Bobcats brought to you by Ozark Healthcare's Orthopedic Clinic. First and 10, Thayer going to give it to Jackson Willison, this time running up the left side. He gets down to the 30 and brought down after about a 5-yard pickout. So Thayer just eating it up 5 and 10 yards at a time. Jackson Willison now with 82 yards. Griffin's got 26 on just two carries. Wow. Bobcat offense rolling it on the ground tonight. And one of their touchdowns coming in the air and the two-point conversions. They're doing it all. 9:50 to go in the first half. Landry Pitts again up under center. Double wide set. He turns, gets the ball to Jackson Willison, spins off a tackle, and down to the 25-yard line. What a run by Jackson Willison. That's going to be about a yard shy of the first down, but about a 5-yard pickup. I mean, he went right into that tackler and then just spun off of him, picked up another 3 yards on the carry. Third and 1 for the Thayer Bobcats. On the move again, getting close to that Community First Banking Company red zone. Bobcats are going to stack it up again, and Landry Pitts going to get the first down and more, and he's all the way down to the 20-yard line. Bobcats pick up 5 on the quarterback keeper, right up the middle. And a first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. I'm looking at the legend down on the Thayer Bobcat sideline, the Hall of Famer, Coach Dave Meek, 90 years young, out there walking the sidelines, and he's a happy camper right now.
I've never seen him without his hands on his knees.
Thayer Bobcats, again, that power formation. Pitts is going to run with it, but this one's coming back. This will be a penalty on the Thayer Bobcats. It'll be our second penalty of the night. It's going to be an illegal procedure. Somebody moved a little bit early up there. So Thayer, right there in the Community First Banking Company red zone, will back it up 5. It'll be first and 15 with 9 minutes to go in the first half. Remind you, we got your halftime report coming up for you. Mike Robertson at the studio will have some of the scores and some of the other games around the area. And we're going to talk with Gary King from the Thayer Alumni Association about homecoming coming up in 2 weeks. First and 15, Thayer Bobcats. Lone setback in the backfield. Jackson Willison's a flanker on the left. Pitts going to straight back looking to throw. Got a man wide open down the field. Trying to hit Grimes at the five. He couldn't bring it in. But my goodness, he had number seven, Eric Simer, wide open in the end zone and didn't see him. So the Bobcats can't connect on a first and 15. Second and 15, the clock stops with exactly 9 minutes to go here in the first half. Grimes trying to make a circus catch. Ball was just a little bit over his head. I'm sure if you ask Lane, he says I should have had it.
Yep.
Had an opportunity to talk to Lane and Landry last night, the Thayer Junior High game. Said, y'all going to win tomorrow night? He said, yep.
Probably about all you got out of him.
That's about all I got out of Lane. All right, second and 15. Bobcats, three receivers on the right side. Empty backfield. Pitts and shotgun looking to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Throws over the middle. Pass is caught by Jackson Willison. Jackson's all the way down inside the 15 to the 14-yard line. Landry Pitts taking a shot by Rutledge. But the pass is complete and is going to cover about 10, 11 yards. Well, but give him 12. It'll be third down and three. Jackson Willison with the reception. And he kind of juggled that ball a little bit.
Yep, good job by Landry Pitts staying there knowing that defender.
Yeah, Rutledge was bearing down on him and knocked him down after he let go of the ball. 8:28 to go in the first quarter. Thayer with a big third down and three. They're in the Community First Banking Company red zone looking for a first down. Split backfield behind Landry, he hands off to the first man through. That's Griffin Willison. He spins and gets down close to the first down marker. They're going to mark him down right on the 10-yard line. Well, this will maybe be just about a half a yard short. Griffin Willison on the carry. No, he got a first down. That down to the 9-yard line. So a first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. If they are Bobcats with a first and goal to go in the Community First Banking Company red zone. Pitts up there, got that power backfield again. Pitts just taking the snap, slides inside down to about the 7.5. Pick up a couple of yards. Bobcats have gone to that play now about 3 or 4 times, and Liberty, when they see it, they're just stacking the box. I don't know, it wouldn't be a good time to pull it back out of there. And
I was just getting ready to say, don't be surprised.
I know, and you do too, that they do have an opportunity to throw the ball out of that formation.
And it is quick when it goes.
It is quick. 7:35 to go in the first half. Thayer leading 14-8 over the Liberty Eagles. Have it on a second down and goal to go from about the 8-yard line. Time Thayer and shotgun. Bring Jackson Willison in motion. Now Pitts going to keep it on a quarterback option, running over the right. Going to get down to near the 6-yard line. That's going to bring up a third down and goal to go. I know. Bobcats are in 4-down territory here. No Kale Willison. The foot graduated last year.
I see him sitting down there. I think he was motioning to kick it.
Well, not yet. It's only third down. Well, third down and about a long 5 yards to go for the first or for the touchdown. They are trying to score three unanswered here. This time they come out. Grimes in the backfield with Pitts. Both Willisons are at wideouts. Now one goes in motion. Bobcats went with a direct snap to Grimes, but we're going to get an illegal procedure call against the Bobcats. Well, that hurts. When you got a third down and goal from about the 5, now you back it up, it's going to be third down and goal from about the 11. And probably a passing down here for the Thayer Bobcats. Now, if you try to use a little trickery, you line up like you're going to throw it and give it to one of those Willison boys and let them run. As you know, if you spread the field, Liberty's going to get those guys outside that box. And they've really stacked the box here since Thayer's got the ball into the Community First Banking Company red zone. Third down and goal from the 10-yard line. Thayer comes out in a power I formation. No, power T. Landry Pitts up under center. Takes it. Going to hand off to Jackson Willison. Trying to get to the outside. He's to the 5-yard line. Powering it down in the end zone. Touchdown, Jackson Willison. A 10-yard touchdown run. Had a couple of blockers out in front. He followed them with precision. And Jackson Willison with his second touchdown of the night. This one on a 10-yard run with 6:20 to go in the first half. Thayer Bobcats up now 20-8 over the Liberty Eagles. And we'll line up in the swinging gate. I think they're probably going to kick this one. I don't know. They may go for two. They're not. Nope, they're going to go. They're not signaling for the one. The Landry Pitts running out of the swinging gate here, and the Bobcats with a direct snap is going to be blocked. And you can't advance that ball, so and with his play is blown dead. Liberty got in there and almost intercepted the pitch. Well, there we go. 6:20 to go in the first half. Thayer Bobcats now lead the Liberty Eagles 20-8. We'll take time out, and we'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We have a new goal we're trying to reach before the end of September, so we have our rock-bottom prices in all the vehicle windows. The best price just got better. These vehicles will not last, so stop by today. Do not delay to get great buys from nice guys.
Find new roads today.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
A huge crowd on hand tonight here at Lewis Fosman Field. A lot of folks from the Mountain View Birch Tree area making their way in for the game. They pretty much filled up the visitor bleachers on this near side. And the Thayer Bobcat crowd, Adam, you just pointed it out. I hadn't looked out the window. But all the way down to the east side and all the way up to the west side, almost all the way downtown, there's crowd. I mean, this is biggest Thayer Bobcat crowd we've seen since last year's semifinal game in the state tournament.
Yes,
this is a
big,
huge crowd. Thayer Bobcats have taken a 20-8 lead over the Liberty Eagles. A couple of Liberty turnovers tonight, a couple of Liberty penalties that stopped drives for them, and the Thayer Bobcat defense has been pretty stout. And they took a little bit of extra time here for a water break with 6:20 to go in the first half. Give us time to say thanks to some of our Thayer Bobcat football sponsors, including Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil and Thayer, who brings you the Friday Night Light Show. Southern Bank in Thayer, and it's Southern Bank night here tonight. We want to say thanks to the folks at Southern Bank. Lisa brought us up some really nice Southern Bank ink pens. And I like these. They write good. Well, if somebody that could write good would use them to write good.
I was going to say, I still can't read it.
They're smooth. Anyway, thanks to all of our sponsors helping to bring you Thayer Bobcat football every Friday night. And Mike, kind of interested here if you're there close, back at the studio. We got a score on that West Plains and Raleigh game?
Yeah, we do. It's 21-0 West Plains, and there are about 2 minutes left in the first half.
All right, very good. So West Plains rolling again. The undefeated Zizzers currently ranked number 2 in Class 4 in the state of Missouri, and they might be the best team in the state of Missouri all classes.
Yeah.
Coach Perkins has got them going.
It's the Golden Locks,
I guess. And the Bobcats going to try another onside kick. They got a chance to get this one, too. Ball is loose on the field, finally blown dead at about the 45. It looks like the Liberty Eagles, they say they've got it, and they got a man on it. And it is Liberty Eagle ball at their own 45-yard line. So here come the Liberty Eagles offense. They haven't got much done since that initial drive tonight when Thayer held them on a fourth down and goal to go from the one. It kind of took the air out of the sails of Liberty Eagles.
Yep. Just deflated the ball.
Yeah, it's been all Bobcats since then. Here comes their sophomore quarterback, Carter Daniels, number 5. He's got number 7. That is Drew Ripko in the backfield with them. It looks like they're going back to that 2-quarterback set now. So they can direct snap it to either one. They had gone to the 1-quarterback set early and were successful throwing the ball deep. See what they do here. Pruitt. And now Ripko actually is lined a little farther to the right side. He'll be back there to help protect. 1st and 10 for the Liberty Eagles. They bring a man in motion across the front of the formation. As number 15, Lucas Frazier. Pruitt looking to throw the ball. He's throwing this one deep. That one's way downfield and incomplete. Good coverage out there by the Thayer Bobcats. Who was
Rowan
that?
Rowan Spencer.
Rowan Spencer on the great coverage. Pass was intended for Gentry Acklin and incomplete. It'll be 2nd down and 10. And I mean, Pruitt just reared back and threw that one. That ball went about 10, 20, 30, almost 40 yards in the air.
And a pretty ball at that.
Yeah, pretty ball. I thought it was going to be way overthrown, but Acklin got there. But the defense knocked it away. 2nd down and 10. Threw it again in shotgun. No tight ends. They've got 5 receivers out. Here's a quick throw. That ball might have hit the ground. Receiver makes the catch and is going to be stopped right at the line of scrimmage. Drew Ripko I mean, took that one off his shoelaces. That's a good catch. But it's all for naught as they don't pick up, well, maybe a half a yard on the play.
And he might have had more yardage out of the deal if Griffin Willison didn't push the defender in.
Yeah. So third down and about nine here for the Liberty Eagles. They're in Bobcat territory. I don't think this is four down territory for them here. Not now trailing by two touchdowns. Daniels got three receivers in the bunch on the left side. Carter Pruitt. Two receivers on the near side. Man coming in motion. They're going to hand it to him. Nope. Pruitt's going to keep it. Trying to run over the left side. Bobcats come up, make a hit. He breaks the tackle. He's up the sideline. One man to beat. He does. And now the Bobcats catch up down at the 32-yard line and make the stop. That is a 23-yard run for Pruitt, Carter Pruitt, and bails his team out as they get it down deep in Bobcat territory. That is a pretty run. Bobcats make a substitution here. Jackson Willison back in the ballgame. Oh, it's coming back on a penalty. Oh, my. We talked about that. It's holding against the Liberty Eagles. That'll be 10 yards from the point of the infraction, which was way back at the 47. And they mark off the 10 yards. They're going 15 yards.
I think it was a block in the back.
Wow, 15-yard penalty here. And it's going to be third down and 15 back at their own 40-yard line. And now they bring it back 10 yards. Yeah, the official, the white hat, comes running up and says, that's only a 10-yard penalty. But still, it's going to be third down and 11 at their own 45-yard line. So scratch a big run by Carter Pruitt for the Liberty Eagle. Third down and one. Bobcats better get somebody hawking him. They hit him at the line, but he just broke that tackle. He's a big, powerful runner for a sophomore. Liberty sends a man in motion. Pruitt looking to throw, throws it over the middle. Pass is caught by Ripko. Ripko to the 45. Gets hit from behind, still on his feet, running up the sidelines and brought down finally at about the 34-yard line. And he slowed down. He might have felt a little twinged there. So a
21 yards.
Yeah, 21 yards on the completion and a first down for the Liberty Eagles. Tell you, when the Ripko gets it, they're quick out there. First and 10, Liberty keeping the drive alive with 5 minutes to go in the first half. Liberty hasn't scored since, 2 minutes into the game. Bobcats have answered their score with three unanswered touchdowns. Here's Pruitt back looking to throw again. Steps up in the pocket, throwing deep. This ball is going to be incomplete down on the goal line. Liberty players wanting a pass interference, but there was no pass interference there. Number 8 down there on the coverage for the Thayer Bobcats, Brendan Bigger, and Lane Grimes was given chase as the Bobcats safety. That'll be second down and 10. All back at a 33-yard line for the Liberty Eagles. And getting a play in from the side. They're not getting a whole lot of pass rush. I'm really kind of surprised they haven't got any pressure on Pruitt at all tonight.
No, they really haven't. And you don't realize how big the crowd noise is until you see Liberty Eagle players telling their coach to keep saying the play over.
Yeah, because they can't hear out there. So, yeah, a lot of crowd noise. Bobcat fans, a little bit tense right here, though. Liberty's gone back to airing it out. Second down and 10. Now we get a penalty flag, and it's going to be a delay of game on the Liberty Eagles. That'll back them up 5. Wow, that's about, 6 penalties already?
That's 5.
Five penalties on the Liberty Eagles already. This one will back them up 5, make it second down and 15. 4:58 to go in the first half. Thayer leading Liberty 20-8.
And Liberty looking ball has not been thrown to Noah Jester since early on in the first quarter.
Really?
Yep.
Well, he's out there right now, number 8. He's going to be the wide side receiver. Now coming to the line, they're going to put two receivers in a bunch. Jester in front of Gentry Ackland. That got a back in the backfield on the left side of Pruitt. Now goes back to the right side. Pruitt in shotgun. Looking to roll to his right. Bobcats giving chase. Got some pressure. Throws it over the middle. Pass is caught at the 30-yard line. Down to the 25 for the Bobcats. Bring him in. Peyton Mills all over. And the Bobcats actually tipped that pass, but the receiver, number 6, Tanner Ripko, stayed with it and picks up about 13 yards. That'll make it third down and 2 down at the Thayer Bobcat 25-yard line. I mean, Thayer had everything going right defensively at him. They were bearing down on the quarterback. He just lobbed it. The ball got tipped by the defense, but it was tipped straight up in the air and fell down in the hands of Tanner Ripko, number 6, for the completion.
These boys are like magnets.
Yeah. That's twice that's happened tonight. Here comes Pruitt again. 5 seconds on the play clock. Takes a snap. Looking to run to the right side, looking for some room, gets hit in the backfield. Oh, slides between tacklers, and finally knocked out of bounds up the sideline at about the 15-yard line. That'll be a first down on about a 9-yard run by Carter Pruitt up the sideline. Lane Grimes, the man who came up from his safety spot and knocked him down at the 16-yard line. Clock still running, 4:08 to go here in the first half. Don't forget your Thayer Pizza and halftime report coming up. We're going to talk to Gary King from the Thayer Alumni Association about homecoming coming up in a couple of weeks. So alumni, stay tuned for that. Five wideouts on the field for Liberty. Three on one side. Here's Pruitt rolling to his right, looking to throw in the end zone. Ball is intercepted. Thayer Bobcats with the interception.
Rowan Spencer
with the pick and brings it out to the 2-yard line. So the Thayer Bobcats have held the Liberty Eagles again with an interception on the goal line. And the Thayer Bobcat offense back out on the field with 3:58 to go in the first half. A big play by Rowan Spencer, the Bobcat sophomore. And he's made a couple of big plays tonight.
Yeah.
So Thayer, and they did pick off that one. That's the second interception of the night. Remember, Peyton Mills had one earlier. And Bobcats almost had another one on Liberty's last possession at the goal line. So here we go. First and 10, Thayer Bobcats. Back at the 2-yard line, their own 2-yard line, 98 yards to go to pay dirt. Landry Pitts up under center, split back. Thayer looking to throw for it. Throw this ball over the middle, throw it to the right side. Caught by Grimes. He'll pick up about 3 or 4 yards. Grimes hit immediately. And Thayer had Magnuson open down the seam on the tight end down the seam route. Didn't see him. So the play goes for about 5 yards. It'll be second down and 5 for the Thayer Bobcats. They're going to the air here with 3:35 to go in the first half. That's a sign right there. Magnuson and the Bobcats, I'm sure, got to see it. Running wide open right down the right hash mark. He's on that side again on tight end. Split backs. Bobcats going to hand it up in the middle. Ball goes to Griffin Wilson. Tripped up at the line. No gain on the play. Actually, it was Jackson, number 2. So no gain. It'll be third down and 5. The Bobcats really want a first down here. You don't want to give the Liberty Eagles the ball back. We're down to 3 minutes to go in the first half. So you can get another first down and start working on that clock and get to the halftime with a 20-8 lead. This game far from over, as explosive as these Liberty Eagles can be. Bobcats this time in an I formation. Power eye formation, third down and 5. Pitts back looking to throw. Scrambles to his right, throws this one down the field. His man is wide open. Ball is caught by Grimes at the 50, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Thayer Bobcat. A 93-yard completion. And Lane Grimes got 10 yards behind the defense.
Well, they call it pass lane for a reason.
That's the longest pass play that I have seen in a long time for the Thayer Bobcats. And I mean, Landry Pitts hit him in stride out at the 50-yard line, and it was just a foot race, and you won't catch Lane Grimes in the open field. And the Thayer Bobcats are up now 26-8 over the Liberty Eagle.
And they're going for two. They just threw the tee off the field.
Yeah, they're going to go for two here, try and make it 28-8, go up by the full 3 touchdowns. 2:35 to play in the first half. What a play. Boy, you talk about excite a crowd. And now we're going to get a timeout call by the Thayer Bobcats. We got a timeout on the field. Thayer leads Liberty 26-8. We'll be back with a 2-point conversion in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, we were just talking here during the timeout. Last time we've seen a pass play that long, and the only thing that I might come up with, remember last year, the Hayti game, on the first possession, Landry Pitts, that was 2 years ago, hit on the wide receiver for about an 80-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
In the first possession over at Hayti.
Yeah. Just burned him.
Yeah, burned him. So here's Thayer going for the two here with 2:35 to go in the first half. Pitts takes the snap. And we're going to get a whistle. This one's going to be blown dead. And looks like maybe illegal procedure on the Bobcats. Somebody may. No, it's offsides on the defense. Well, that'll make it half the distance to the goal line. So Thayer now only about a yard and a half to go for the two-point conversion. They lead it 26-8 thanks to a 93-yard touchdown pass from Landry Pitts to Lane Grimes. So best friends connecting on a couple of big ones tonight. Remember, Pitts hit Grimes on a 28-yard touchdown pass, Thayer's first touchdown of the night. Thayer here coming out in the split backfield. It is a two-point conversion from about the one-and-a-half-yard line. Landry up under center, pitches it to Willison. Willison steps into the end zone, untouched. Two-point conversion is good. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it 28-8 over the Liberty Eagles with 2:35 to play in the first half. We're going to take a timeout, and we'll be back with a kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up our store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up our store.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcat quarterback Landry Pitts has thrown for two touchdowns here in the first half. One to 28 yards to Lane Grimes, another 93 yards to Lane Grimes, and Jackson Willison with a couple of touchdown runs. Thayer Bobcats have scored four unanswered touchdowns, and that'll lead the Liberty Eagles by a score of 28-8. They have scored three of those touchdowns here in the second quarter, and we've still got 2.5 minutes to go in this first half. Getting your Thayer Pizza and halftime report coming up in just a bit. Mike Robertson back at the studio working on the scores from some of the other games around the region. And here's Magnuson, tees it up at the 40. Thayer Bobcat, the squib kick, takes a high bounce. Going to be fielded back at the 25-yard line by Ripko, trying to get to the outside. There's a block in the back. No penalty call. Ripko cuts it upfield and gets cut down at about the 30-yard line. I think Coach Weber going over this. And I know Coach Steed over there on the sideline says, hey, that was a block in the back. The official just turned around and walked away. So the Liberty Eagles have it first and 10 at their own 30-yard line with 2:28. A lot of time left in the half. And you know if you're Liberty, you want to get a touchdown here.
Yeah.
You want to get back to at least within three touchdowns.
Got to get that confidence back.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, Thayer's going to get the ball first to start the second half. Remember that as well. Liberty, three receivers on the near side. Carter Pruitt in the backfield as the quarterback throws it out. A little hook and ladder. Got the ball to Ripko, and he is hammered down by number five, Mean Austin Green. Laid the smack down on Ripko, and that all goes for a 2-yard gain for the Liberty Eagles. Stops the clock as he got out of bounds with 2:23 to go. But, I mean, what a hit by Mean Austin Green. They tried a little hook and ladder play, and it didn't work. Bobcats, nice job of staying home defensively. Here's Carter Pruitt again in the backfield. Back at his 25-yard line to receive the snap. Second down and 8 for Liberty. Looking to throw. A little quick out is tipped again and intercepted. And it's a touchdown. An interception for the Thayer Bobcats and a touchdown for Roland Spencer. Roland Spencer, number 9 for the Thayer Bobcats, steps in front of the receiver and picked it off and rumbles untouched into the end zone. And the Thayer Bobcats now lead it 34-8 over the Liberty Eagles. And what a play by the young sophomore.
Yeah, I'm not sure who tipped that, but the Bobcats, before every game, in half of their practice, they do a tip drill.
Yeah.
Or stuff like that.
And that is the third time tonight that a Liberty Eagle pass, well, actually the fourth time that a Liberty Eagle pass has been tipped in midair, in mid-flight. One of them was intercepted by Peyton Mills, and that one by Rowan Spencer. Now the Thayer Bobcats are going to kick for the extra point, leading 35-8. And it is Zach Jones. Snap is back. Ball is up, and kick is no good. Looks
wide
like
right.
He pushed it wide right. So our score remains 34-8 Thayer Bobcats lead the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles with 2:13 to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcat fans having a good time here at Lewis Bachman Field tonight. There's Thayer Bobcats dominating the Liberty Eagles now. It is 34-8. We've still got 2 minutes to go in the first half of the Liberty. You know, they're kind of getting in that passing mode here, and to a point where if they're going to come back, they got to throw the football. And Thayer's defense against the pass has been really good. There's a squib kick again by the Thayer Bobcats, fielded by one of the Liberty up men. Downs it at the 46-yard line. That's Thayer Bobcat defense, which got on the board here in the first half on a Rowan Spencer 25-yard interception return. Rowan Spencer, that ball was tipped. I didn't see who tipped it. One of the linemen got it just as it came out of Pruitt's hands. And that is the fourth time that's happened tonight. And Rowan Spencer was there to pick it off and rumbled into the end zone. Here's Pruitt again in shotgun. Got a man going in motion. They give it to him. That is Acklin trying to get to the outside. Bobcats giving chase. They're going to run him to the sideline and out of bounds after about a 2, maybe 3 yard pickup. Gentry Acklin over there trying to cut that one up, but Bobcats strung him all the way to the sideline. Still picks up about 4. So second down and 6. Jackson Willison forced him out of bounds. With 2 minutes to go in the first half. And actually, they mark it back now about a 3 yard pickup. Bobcats getting number one, Mark Spencer, into the ball game. Jackson Willison coming out. Got a problem with his shoe. Here's the quarterback looking to run. He runs up the left sideline, now cuts it upfield and inside the 40 down to about the 38 yard line. Pruitt. That was a little mix up in the backfield, but he made it go for about, 12 yards in a first down. So Carter Pruitt now is, 53 yards rushing in the first half. He's in shotgun again. First and 10 with a minute 53 to go. Clock is running. Man in motion for Liberty. They're going to pitch it to him. That is Ripko trying to get to the sideline. Bobcats hit him, knock him down at the 35-yard line. Be a 3 yard pickup for number 7. That is Drew Ripko. And actually be about a 2 yard pickup, and Liberty calls a timeout. So a timeout on the field with a minute 39 to go in the first half. Thayer Bobcats in control of this one so far, 34-8. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're in the market for a new pre-owned vehicle, you need to make a stop at Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They keep a good selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot all the time. And if you're looking for something special and they don't have it, tell them about it. They'll try and find you one. Oregon County Cars, where they offer a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. They're also a collision repair estimate center for all your collision repairs. Oregon County Cars, just up the road from the Dairy Queen in Thayer.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center, now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, second down and about 8 yards to go for the Liberty Eagles. They've got 3 receivers, 4 if you count the flanker on the near side. That's the side that Pruitt's running to. Now Bobcats are going to get pressure on him. He's going to throw this one to the sideline and out of bounds. And we're going to get a penalty flag for... They're going to get a penalty flag there against the Liberty Eagles. Yep, intentional grounding going to be the call. There were no receivers anywhere around. And you, in high school football, you just can't throw it away like that. So the referee calls intentional grounding, and that is a loss of yards and a loss of down. That's going to back the ball all the way up to the 48-yard line, and that is the sixth penalty of the night on the Liberty Eagles, and they have just shot themselves in the foot all night long. It's going to end up in the Bobcats with great pressure.
Carter Pruitt just ran for his life on that one.
Yeah, Bobcats had great pressure. So they'll get to 5 yards from the point of the infraction. Ball is now back to the Thayer 47-yard line. It is second down, and they've got to get all the way down to the 27. That is almost 30 yards. Well, it is 30 yards. Carter Pruitt with a minute and a half to go in the first half in shotgun formation. Straight back looking to throw. Bobcats back in pass defense. Ball is going to be complete over the middle to the 48-yard line. And now we're going to get a late hit call on the Thayer Bobcats. Yep. Number three, Cal Acklin made the catch for Liberty. We're going to get a personal foul late hit on the Thayer Bobcats. And boy, you don't want to do that with a 34-8 lead in a ball game. And I understand everybody gets caught up in all the action. But you got to pay a little bit of attention to that's going to be a 15-yard penalty.
I'm not saying it was justified, but you do teach the boys to play to the whistle, and the whistle
right.
Is not blown.
Yeah.
But he was down.
Yeah, he was down. You just can't pile on. That takes the ball all the way down to the 32-yard line. So it's going to make it third down and about
five.
Yeah, right about 5 yards to go. So third down and manageable here. Liberty with a minute 25 to go. Still time to get a touchdown. If you're the Bobcat defense, you do not want to give up this touchdown right before the half. Third down and a short five for Liberty. Carter Pruitt in shotgun formation again. Three receivers near side. Back looking to throw. No, going to run it. And Peyton Mills brings him down. He will not get enough for the first down. Peyton Mills takes down Carter Pruitt, and Pruitt is down on the play. He got about 3.5 yards there. It's going to be fourth down and one, where Carter Pruitt is down on the play. Boy, and that's not good. They are already down their first-string quarterback, or their starting quarterback coming into the year, Tyler Watts, already out. And now Carter Pruitt is down. It wasn't really a big hit. Mills just kind of jumped on him and rode him to the ground. So we'll see what is happening here. And tell you what, will they tend to him? Let's see if Mike's got some of the scores from some of the games. In particular, Mike, that West Plains game, where are they at now?
Well, they're at halftime. It's still 21-0 there. West Plains leading. Ava leading Mountain Grove 14-13. Kabul over Willow 7-6. Houston over Salem 7-6. Mountain home 21-7 over Nettleton. And Highland leading Piggott. Just got an update there. 34-6.
Wow, over Piggott.
Right.
So Liberty Eagles taking out on Piggott after getting beat here at Thayer last week.
Highland.
Highland, that's what I mean, yeah. All right, thank you, Mike. We'll get more on those games all coming up at the half here, the halftime show, the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. All right, so let's go ahead and step away here. All right, they're still tending to Carter Pruitt down on the field. Let's step away for 30 seconds. We'll be back. You're listening to Thayer Bobcat Football on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're in the market for a new pre-owned vehicle, you need to make a stop at Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They keep a good selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot all the time. And if you're looking for something special and they don't have it, tell them about it. They'll try and find you one. Oregon County Cars, where they offer a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. They're also a collision repair estimate center for all your collision repairs. Oregon County Cars, just up the road from the Dairy Queen in Thayer.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Lewis Bobman Stadium, pretty quiet right now. They're still tending to Carter Pruitt down on the field, the quarterback of the Liberty Eagles, tackled on a little quarterback draw play. And it wasn't a vicious hit or anything like that, Adam. Peyton Mills over just kind of jumped on him and rode him to the ground, but Carter... It looks like they're working on his right leg. Anyway, well, you certainly hope that's nothing serious. And I know Carter a little bit. I've met him on several different occasions. And just a really good kid and a great football player. Only a sophomore. And they're expecting huge things out of this kid. And I just hope that he is okay. I think their backup quarterback is a freshman. But anyway, Thayer leads it here by a score of 34 to 8. And again, they're still tending to the Liberty Eagle player down on the field. Both teams have gone to the sidelines. Thayer Bobcats in a moment of prayer right now. And same way with the Liberty Eagles over on the other side. And both teams are on a knee. Now they get Carter Pruitt up. But he doesn't look like he can put any weight on that right leg. They're going to help him off the field, and there, Bobcat fans need to give a great big round of applause for one of the toughest players in the SCA right there, Carter Pruitt, and kind of limping to the sideline. So we'll see what Liberty does here. Well, you see something like that, and you just recognize the dangers of high school football, and we hope that it's nothing serious, and they can get that worked out and maybe get him back out there tonight. I would think probably his night is done, but hopefully he can get back out there again next week and certainly before the season is over. So I won't speculate any more than that, but he's not putting any weight on that right leg as they take him off the field. The trainers are out there working with it right now. So backup quarterback, back up to the backup quarterback for the Liberty Eagles here.
Be number 9, Gavin Reese.
Number 9, Reese.
6 foot, 145 freshman.
Yeah, freshman, and they've got Ripko back there with him, number 7, Drew Ripko. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't snap it to Ripko. Fourth down and 1, Liberty Eagles with the football in Bobcat territory with a minute 4 to go in the first half. Ball is at the 33-yard line. And they're going to snap this ball to Ripko. And it is snapped, and then he tries to hand it off, but we got a penalty flag coming down. And it's going to be, I think, illegal procedure. Yep, against the Liberty Eagles. That'll back him up 5. Boy, that hurts. And that is penalty number 7 on the Eagles here in the first half. Actually, it's number 8, isn't it? Because they had the intentional grounding was number 7.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't mark it.
That is the 8th penalty in the first half. So it ain't 4th down and about 6 now. Again, the freshman, Gavin Reese, 6 foot, 145 pound senior, or freshman, into the ball game at quarterback for the Liberty Eagle. And he's got number 7, Drew Ripko, right beside him. Now they switch sides. I think you snap this ball to Ripko. There goes a man in motion. It's Ripko going to take it. Quick pitch. Bobcats back there giving pursuit, and this is going to be no gain on the play. What a hit. That'll be a 5-yard loss on the play.
Mark Spencer with that one.
Mark Spencer coming up to make the initial hit. And the Thayer Bobcats have held the Liberty Eagles on down and will take over the football with 55 seconds to go in the first half. Well, do you throw one down the field and try and put this game away? You're up 34-8 with a minute to go in the first half, or do you take a couple of knees and get to the locker room comfortable where you are?
I bet we see a couple run plays.
I do too. I think you probably just run the ball right up the middle. And remember, Pruitt, one of the better defensive players for these Liberty Eagles as well, playing linebacker. Bobcats line up in the putbacks. They give a handoff. That is Willison. Griffin Willison for 10 yards. He'll be very close to a first down. Depends on the spot of the ball, but Griffin Willison just running over right tackle is going to pick out 9 on the play, be a yard shy of the first down marker. And with 40 seconds to go, Thayer with a second down and 1 out of the 46-yard line. I think they'd probably just run something just like that. Bobcats with a man coming wide to the near side. That is Eric Seimer. Pitch going to hand it off to Jackson Willison. He's got the first down and more across the 50 down to the 46-yard line. So about another 9 yards for the Thayer Bobcats. And a first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics in West Plains. And that may be the final play. They'll stop the clock to move the chains and then start it. And I don't know that Thayer will run another play. By the way, Jackson Willison well over 100 yards in the first half.
Puts him at 106 on 11 carries.
Griffin Willison up near 50 yards in the first half on about half as many carries.
Yeah.
First and 10, Bobcats. They're going to turn. They're going to give it to Griffin Willison. Run it up in the middle. And he powers it down to the 40, 39-yard line. And that is about a 7-yard pickup on the final play of the first half. And the clock runs down. 0. There's the buzzer. And that's the end of the first half. Thayer Bobcats have scored 5 unanswered touchdowns. And they lead the Liberty Eagles at halftime 34-8. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center, now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
We see the potential of the farmers that wake up early, of the local business owners that work late, of the people that are always ready to lend a hand. Because when you're from here, that's just what you do. At Southern Bank, we don't just help you reach your goals. We help you reach your potential so you can achieve what you want right in your hometown. Get started today with Southern Bank at bankwithsouthern.com. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
Let the doctor inspect your car, truck, or SUV on a regular basis to keep major problems to a minimum. Car Doctor 2, just north of Thayer, has trained hands and knowledge to keep things working like they should. A regular oil change, tire inspection, and service job can pay for themselves in the long run. Should you need minor or major repair, trailer repair, alignment, or new tires, the Car Doctor 2 is where you should go. They now have the equipment to fix AC problems for old and new Freon systems. The Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer. When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And welcome to the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. The Thayer Bobcats with a lead at the intermission over the Mountain View Birch Street Liberty Eagles. 34-8 is your score. Thayer Bobcats with 5 unanswered touchdowns, 4 of them in the second quarter. Let's run down the scoring for you. First on the board tonight were the Liberty Eagles. It was Carter Pruitt to Jester, 18-yard touchdown pass. That was set up by another long pass to Jester, a couple of circus catches, and Liberty hit the two-point conversion. They led 8-0 with 10:13 to go in the first quarter. Thayer got the ball, and they marched it right down the field. It was a 28-yard touchdown pass from Landry Pitts to Lane Grimes. Thayer goes up, missed on a two-point conversion. It was 8-6 Liberty at the end of the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats got on the board first in the second quarter with 10:42 to go. Jackson Willison rumbled 5 yards into the end zone. Two-point conversion was good. Thayer took a lead 14-8, and they hadn't looked back since. With 6:20 to go in the second quarter, Jackson Willison, his second touchdown of the night. It was a 10-yard touchdown run. The extra point, no good. That made the score 20-8. And the Thayer Bobcats, who have held the Liberty Eagles twice tonight on first and goal to goal situations. As a matter of fact, have held them twice on fourth and goal to goal situations. It was Bobcats taking over at their own 7-yard line after a quick pass. Actually took over at the 3 after a quick pass to get the ball out to about the 7-yard line. Landry Pitts rolled to his right in the end zone, and he found a wide-open Lane Grimes at the 50-yard line for a 93-yard touchdown pass. Two-point conversion was good. Thayer led it at that point 28-8, and then the Liberty Eagles get the ball back. They try to throw it. The pass was tipped, and Rowan Spencer picked it out of the air and went 25 yards for an interception return for the touchdown, and that is the third interception of the night for the Thayer Bobcat defense. So Thayer leads it at the half 34-8. Statman Adam is working on the stats, busy over there, so we're going to hear from Gary King. Oh, there he is. Gary King here in just a few minutes, talking about the Thayer Bobcat homecoming, which will be 2 weeks from tonight here at Lewis Bosman Field. So let's take a time out. We'll be back with your first half stats in just 2 minutes. You're listening to the Thayer Bobcat Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report on the Ecom Sports Network.
Everybody is red bone, and it is finally fall. Well, sort of. But it's definitely time to start gearing up for the early bow season at Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains. You'll find scents, calls, attractants, cameras, feeders, food plot seed, boots by Muck, Under Armour, and Lacrosse, camo by Nomad, Drake, Under Armour, and more, stands, blinds, and blind chairs. Check out the ammo selection, too. And don't forget the fishing gear at Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back here at Lewis Bosman Field, the Thayer Pizza and Halftime Report. And before we get to the halftime stats, Adam, we hate to see they brought the... Apparently, Carter Pruitt's parents have come down in a vehicle. They're loading him up and taking him out of here, probably going to the hospital to get that leg checked out. Yep. And, of course, he was injured right before the half. And say a little prayer for that young man. And again, I know him, a really good kid and just a great athlete. So say a little prayer.
On a positive note, the earlier they can figure out what's wrong, the earlier he can start healing it.
Exactly. All right, so Statman Adam's been working on the stats for us here. What do we got for the first half?
Lots of stats. Numbers everywhere. We'll just start with Mountain View Liberty. Rushing-wise, they have 80 yards with 5 first downs. Of course, Carter Pruitt having 56 yards on 14 carries. Passing-wise, Carter Pruitt 13 for 20 with 137 yards. 3 interceptions, one of those returned for a touchdown for the Bobcats. He does have 2 passing touchdowns and 3 first downs. That'll bring their first half totals to 217 yards on 8 first downs. And they do have 8 penalties that have put them back quite a ways.
And we talked coming into the ballgame tonight that has been an issue for them all year. They had 12 last week in that loss to Fair Grove, and they had 12 in the first week in the game that they won over Stratford.
Yeah. And then you get to the Thayer Bobcat side, and you look at the rushing-wise. They've got 185 yards, 9 first downs all on the ground, with 2 touchdowns on the ground.
Jackson Willison, yeah, both of them.
106 yards on 11 carries. Brother Griffin has 52 yards on 5 carries. So if you could split it up, that's about dead even.
Yeah.
So really.
Yeah, half as many carries. Yeah, exactly.
And then Landry Pitts passing was 5 for 7 with 166 yards. Of course, Lane Grimes with a 93-yard touchdown catch and a 28-yard touchdown catch. So that gives him 2 touchdowns. And I did not count up the first downs. Oh, yes, I did. There were no first downs through the air.
None through the air. No, they were all on the ground, yeah.
So that brings their first half totals to 9 first downs, 2 touchdowns, 4 touchdowns, of course, well, 5, 1 with the interception, and then 351 first half yards combined.
Wow. Well, that's a pretty good offensive night for the Thayer Bobcats. All right, if you'll pass along your headset there to Mr. Gary King, joins us again tonight here in the booth. And Gary, if you keep coming up here, we're going to have to start paying you.
I know it.
With the Thayer Alumni Association, and we want to talk again a little bit about homecoming because it's just 2 weeks away now.
2 weeks away. Play Houston here. And big shout-out to everybody that's listening. The parade starts at 2 o'clock. Up on the hill with the old elementary school. And then, of course, we're going to have starting the tailgate. The barbecue dinner starting at 5 o'clock over here. And then we ordered 15 tables and 100 chairs today. So
okay. Wow.
We're expecting a crowd. All right. And also the crowning would be at 6 p.m. So I just wanted to, you know, the administrators, I said I'd come up here and spread that out there and let everybody know about the parade time, the crowning time, and our tailgate starting at 5 o'clock.
So people would come over at 5 o'clock, they get a meal, just pay
$10. $10,
Get a meal and enjoy some fellowship and with your classmates and all that stuff. And then be here for the crowning at 6 and the game at 7.
Next day. Yep, that's correct. And, you know, I just it's my 50 year, and, you know, we've got several, due to circumstances beyond our control, we're not having a big celebration, so maybe in the future we can. So I want to say a big shout out to some of my classmates, especially Glenn Mills out there in San Diego, California, that's listening.
Oh, well, hi, Glenn.
And after last week, I had some other calls from people and texts, you know, say to listen to me on radio. So actually, I've done a pretty good job. So.
All right, very good.
But just a big shout out there to let everybody know that 2 o'clock parade, 5 o'clock starting on the tailgate, and then of course 6 o'clock for the crowning and big game at 7.
But the Houston Tigers will be in town.
Yeah.
Right?
And Mike, this is a hard-hitting game out here with Liberty.
It is. It's always a hard-hitting game with Liberty.
No love lost there. It's just a good match, but you hate to see that young man, both their quarterbacks now, go down with injuries.
And, yeah.
I've had injuries myself, and I hate to see that, especially when they come to the knees.
Absolutely, so, absolutely.
Anyway, Mike, I want to thank you for letting me come up here and just letting us get out, because you have such a network, and just a big shout out to all my classmates that can't make it, and we'll have a good homecoming. So.
All right. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
There you go, Gary King from the Thayer Alumni Association, folks. Homecoming 2 weeks from today, and you know, if the homecoming crowd is as big as the crowd we got out here tonight, they better have a lot of barbecue, because this crowd is ginormous.
Yeah, it is.
It is ginormous.
I think it just keeps growing.
It does. All right, so Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Liberty Eagles 34-8. You're listening to the Thayer Pizza and Halftime Report. We're going to take a break here. Send it back to the Ecom Sports Desk. Mike Robertson is there collecting data from some of the other games going on around the region. We will be back here at Lewis Bosman Field in just about 5 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's coming in 2022. The Bi-State Area's new Beef Barn, Mohawk's Dark Yards, at the state line, just off U.S. 63 and Nettleton Avenue in Thayer. It's truly a business built with its focus on building a stronger cattle industry in the Ozarks. Mohawk's Dark Yards is proud to sponsor the Bobcat Coach's Corner and wish Coach Weber and the Bobcats great success. To schedule a farm visit or for any direct from the farm sales, just call owners Marty Cruz, 417-274-7719, or Andy Mills at 417-280-0755. If you want a business, Community First wants to be your banker. Your personal banker will work with you confidentially one-on-one to set up a business checking account that's just right for you. They know cash flow issues are as unique as business owners. Why not make sure you're getting the best advice possible? Keep your money working for you with Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Looking to sell your home? Look to a RE/MAX agent. From pricing to staging to closing, RE/MAX agents have the skills and experience to help you go from for sale to sold. I'm Alex O'Neill, broker owner at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. When you find yourself in need of professional real estate services, give our team a call at 417-264-6161 or stop by our convenient location next to McDonald's in Thayer. RE/MAX, the right agent every step of the way. Each office independently owned and operated.
Well, good evening. I'm Mike Robertson here with your Thayer Pizza and Halftime Report, and we've got scores from around the area. Of course, the Thayer Bobcats in our game leading the Liberty Eagles 34-0. West Plains now just about halfway through the third quarter, leading Rolla 27-0. Ava leading Mountain Grove 14-13. It's Kabul over Willow Springs, last report, 7-6. Houston at halftime leading Salem, Missouri 14-13. At the half, Mountain home over Nettleton 21-7. Cave City and Melbourne are tied at 6 apiece. At halftime, Highland beating up on Piggott 34-6. Salem leading Dover at the half 24-8. And that Hoxie-Jonesboro Westside game that was scheduled for tonight, that game has been canceled. A couple of baseball updates. The Royals of Minnesota, bottom of the fourth inning right now, and it's tied at 4-4. Cincinnati-St. Louis, top of the fifth. They are tied at 2-2. That's your scores right now. We'll keep you updated on those throughout the evening here. Again, this is your Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back here at Lewis Bosman Field where the folks are having a party tonight. At least the Thayer Bobcat fans are. Thayer with a halftime lead over the Liberty Eagles, 34-8. Bobcats are back on the home sideline. Liberty Eagles making their way to the visitor's sideline. It gives us time to say thanks again to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight, including active chiropractic and acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains. It was good to see Dr. Ekman last night at the junior high ball game. Got a chance to talk to Jacob a little bit. I asked him, of course, Jacob was an all-state quarterback at Thayer, Missouri Offensive Player of the Year his senior year, took Thayer to the state championship game. I said, hey, Jacob, when you go to a game, do you ever just want to put the pads on and play one more time? And he said, every day of my life.
Yep.
And I don't think there's anybody that ever played football that doesn't feel the same way.
No, absolutely. And Jacob, fun fact about Jacob, he has worked exclusively with the Spencer brothers.
Yeah.
Since they were little bitty kids.
Yeah.
So he's kind of getting to relive it through them a little
bit. Yeah, a little bit. Anyway, thanks, Jacob, for your support. Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center helping boost the Bobcats tonight, along with Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring. Saw Pastor Todd here at the ballgame tonight. Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, Willow Springs Realty, Solomon Cornelius, of course, Solomon graduate of Thayer High School, the Law Office of Fred O'Neill and the 11 Point River Title Company, Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, along with Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark in Thayer, Barton Electric in Thayer, the Steak and Shake in West Plains. Boy, I could go for a double steak burger, a bowl of chili, and order of fries with a big old vanilla shake.
You had to bring it up.
Oh, my goodness. Also, the Carter Funeral Homes in Thayer and West Plains and the Alton Bank. Here we go. Ready to get our second half underway. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball as the Liberty Eagles will tee it up back at the 40-yard line. So, and we did get a kind of a minor preliminary report. They're thinking that it is a dislocated hip for Carter Pruitt. Is that what you were hearing downstairs?
Yep.
So a dislocated hip for Carter Pruitt. The quarterback of the Liberty Eagles hurt just before the half, running that quarterback draw. So here we go. Thayer Bobcats lead at 34-8. Folks, sit back and relax. This second half is going to be a good one. Thayer with five unanswered touchdowns after falling behind early in this game by a score of 8-0. And by the way, those five touchdowns for the Thayer Bobcats, that's $350 to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, thanks to Thayer Dental Care, Dr. Patel and his staff. And here we go. Liberty to kick it off. They're going to do an onside kick, and that's going to be a penalty against Liberty. They touched it before it went 10 yards. And this is not a very good kick on the onside. So it'll be Thayer Bobcat ball right there, and actually it'll be a penalty, so there'll be some yardage going the other way. It's got to go 10 yards before the kicking team can touch it, and that ball only went about 6 yards before Liberty touched it. They'll mark off the penalty, and it'll be Thayer Bobcat ball in Liberty territory to start the second half. Landry Pitts trotting the Bobcat offense back out there. Jackson and Griffin Willison will be in the Bobcat backfield, and here we go. Thayer Bobcats getting number 64, Big Brady Justice on the field. On that offensive line, and Thayer, boy, they got some young kids up there on that line. They're doing a great job tonight. Brady Justice, just a sophomore. Of course, you got the seniors out there, Zach Jones, Schaefer Mullins, Dalton Nicholson, and company. Here come the Bobcats, first and 10, split backfield. They turn, give the ball to a Willison, run it up in the middle. That is Griffin, and he'll go ahead for about a four-yard pickup. They'll give him three on a first down carry. Griffin Willison, 52 yards rushing in the first half. Jackson Willison with 106 on 11 carries, so about... about eight yards per carry average in the first half. That's a pretty good night. Second down and six here for the Thayer Bobcats. Just underway in the third quarter. Bobcats loaded with seniors this year. Lane Grimes, Landry Pitts, they're kind of the co-captains or leaders of this team. And just saw Lane getting onto the offensive line just a little bit there after that play. Thayer lines up, three receivers to the near side. They turn, pitch it to Jackson Willison. He cuts it up to the 40-yard line. Still on feet to the 35, got a block, down to the 30. Runs over a tackler, down to the 28-yard line. Jackson Willison going to go for 15 and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. First down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains.
You know, I don't know what Leno said to him down there, but it
worked.
He
said something. You say they call him the fast lane?
Yeah, fast lane Grimes.
I just always call him Leno.
Well, that's what we called him growing up.
Yeah, well, he used to mow my grass.
Yeah.
Used Leno to mow,
was
Mayor
the Momo.
Yeah, Leno with the Momo. Bobcats line up in a power formation here. Landry Pitts takes the snap, just going to get in behind those blockers and nowhere to go. Good defensive play there. Number 53 for the Liberty Eagles came around from behind and makes the stop. That is Skyler Rogers, a 6'1", 195-pound junior. No gain on the play. It'll be second down and 10. Thayer Bobcats wanting to put some more points on the board here. Scored 46 last week against the Highland Rebels. And would like to put 40 on the board here again tonight after scoring 22 in week one against Atai. Bobcats in a split back formation. Pitts takes the handoff. Oh, and throws it in the middle to Magnuson, who makes the catch. Gets tripped up immediately at about the 20-yard line, but that's a good play. Faked it to the fullback, and then Magnuson makes the catch. Got his feet cut out from under him. And he is going to be just a yard shy of the first down marker. So a 9-yard completion. We've been waiting him to throw one to the tight end.
That's my favorite play that Thayer runs.
Well, I like the tight end down the seam. That was just a little flare-out pattern. But, boy, make the fake, stand up, and throw it over the middle.
Yeah.
Good play. Third down and one for the Thayer Bobcats moving. They are back into the Community First Banking Company red zone. Third down and one. Power formation. Landry Pitts on a quarterback keeper is going to get the first down and more. He's all the way down inside the 15-yard line. To the 14, that is a 6-yard pickup on second down and one. The Thayer Bobcats come right back out in the second half and dominating here in the third quarter. 9:44 to go in the third. First and 10 Thayer. They're in the Community First Banking Company red zone. And that first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Bobcats coming a split back formation, double tight set, pro back or pro formation. Here to give up in the middle to Griffin Willison. And he's going to power this ball down to near the 10-yard line. Pick up about four on the play. And Coach Billy Weber says, if we can get four on first down, we're doing a good job.
If you're getting 4 yards every first down, you are winning first down.
Yeah, well, and that's, you know, and Billy Weber says it all the time, you got to win on first down, and not just on offense. You got to win on first down on defense.
Yep.
And that's kind of the philosophy of this football team. Kyron Magnuson coming off the field now. He's limping a little bit. He took a shot to the ankle on that pass reception and hung on to the ball, which was the impressive part. Thayer here down, second down and six. Two, three receivers on the near side. Pitts is looking to give it. Oh, he does give it to Willison. Willison brought down, got hit behind the line, but manages to get up for about a one-yard pickup. Number six, Ripko, making the tackle for the Liberty Eagles. Tanner Ripko That'll bring up a third down and about 6 yards to go with 8:29 to go in the third quarter. Fair Bobcats trying to score their sixth unanswered touchdown in this game.
That's impressive.
That is very impressive. Had a long drive here, already eating up 4 minutes on the clock in the third quarter. Bobcats in a power T formation on the third down and about 6.5. Landry Pitts under center. Oh, he drops the snap, and Liberty says they've got it. They'll unpile it there, so the Bobcats may have committed their first turnover or the second turnover of the night. And getting up off the bottom of the pile, and yep, it's Landry Pitts coming out of there with it, but it's going to bring up a fourth down and about 7 yards to go for the Thayer Bobcats down at the, on the 11-yard line. The Thayer got to get it down just inside the five for a first down. 7:32 to go in this third quarter, and longer Thayer Bobcats, and they want to get a first down here and hang on to this ball and run it about three or four more times. More time runs off that clock, the better. Lane Grimes going wide to the far side. He's got a couple of catches tonight. Bobcats on a fourth down. Landry Pitts looking to throw. Got some pressure. Oh, it gets brought down in the backfield. It'll be a sack for number 55. That is Brody Rutledge, a 6-foot, 185-pound sophomore. And the Thayer Bobcats are going to turn it over on downs. Nobody blocking the linebacker. And he shot through there, and Landry had no chance to get away from him. So the Liberty Eagles get a little momentum here as they stop the Thayer Bobcats on their initial drive of the third quarter. But Thayer managing to run 5 minutes off the clock here in the third. And it'll be, who's going to go in at quarterback?
I believe that's Ripko, number
Ripko,
seven.
Number seven, in at quarterback for the Liberty Eagles. Place of Carter Pruitt, who was injured. He gives it on a handoff. Liberty trying to get to the outside. Bobcats in pursuit, going to run the play all the way out of bounds. And number 17 on the carry, that is Gentry Acklin. And he won't pick up much, maybe a couple of yards on the play. Bobcats have been good tonight at stretching the play all the way to the sideline. They may not be catching the ball carrier in the backfield, but they're stringing it all the way to the sideline. It's only a one-yard gain for the Liberty Eagles on the play. Second down and 9. And again, Ripko in the backfield for Liberty. He's going to hand it off to Acklin again, trying to get to the left side. That's the wide side. A little more room, but they are still stretching it all the way to the sideline. And it's about another one-yard pickup. We got a penalty flag coming down. And this may be another late hit on Thayer. They had one in the first half. And they may have another one here, which would give Liberty a first down. See what the white hat signals to us here. It's a face mask is going to be the call. That'll be 5 yards on the penalty. It was only about a yard on the gain, so Liberty will take the 5 yards from the point of the infraction. And it'll be second down at about 3 as it brings the ball out to the 28-yard line. Yeah, about 28 or 29.
28.
Second down and a long 2 for the Liberty Eagles. Again, Ripko. Drew Ripko, number 7 at quarterback. Oh, and there's a snap to the motion man. The ball hit him and fell on the turf, but we've got... We're going to have a penalty here against Liberty, so the 5 yards they just gained on the face mask, they're going to give back on the false start. So an illegal procedure call again against Liberty. So that'll make it now second down and about 7 yards to go. That is penalty number 9.
Number 9.
Penalty number 9 for the Liberty Eagles, and they continue to shoot themselves in the foot here tonight at Lewis Bosman Field. Their Bobcat defense has something to do with that, though. Bobcat defense has been stout here tonight. Second down and 7. Under 7 minutes to go in the quarter. Here's a bad snap over Ripko's head. He brings it in and now scrambling around trying to get free. Bobcats have got a chance to make the tackle. They do. And it's going to be a loss of about 1 on the play. And I don't think that is, I think that's the beanbag on the field.
No,
I don't think it's.
Flag.
Is it a flag?
Yeah. And there was another one over there.
Oh, boy. So we got
Landry. Landry and number 17 in a scuffle down here. Ref just watched them go at it.
Well, that's Acklin and Pitts.
It's bound to happen.
Yeah, they'll probably get into it. They'll battle in basketball once the basketball season gets started. This may be 2 penalties on Liberty here.
There's 2 flags on the far side and 1 about in the backfield.
Yeah, 1 in the backfield, which might be a block in the back or a hold. And there was a bad snap. Almost went over Ripko's head. He managed to bring it in, and the Bobcats got all kinds of pressure back there. And then Ripco managed to run for what looks to be about a, well, when he got the ball down, it would be no gain on the play as he went all the way to the other side of the field. And the officials still talking about this one, so we'll see what they come up with. Gives us time to say thanks to more of your Thayer Bobcat supporters, like the Baxter Regional Health System's Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. REMAX Real Estate Exchange, Alex and Kylie O'Neill in Thayer. Monty's Outdoors in West Plains, the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey and staff, and Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eckman of West Plains. The officials still trying to sort this thing out. We got three penalty flags down on the field.
Reminds me, we used to have a commercial here that said there are six penalty flags down.
Yeah. So here comes the white hat. We got holding against Liberty. And we've got unsportsmanlike conduct against Thayer. So do they offset, or are they gonna, what are they gonna do here? They're gonna try and sort this thing out. So an unsportsmanlike conduct and a holding call. Unsportsmanlike conduct on Thayer. And, you know, Billy Weber will not be happy about that. That is one penalty that he does not want to see his team make. And while they sort it out and see which way the ball is going to go, and I'm still not sure either. So, are they going to call him offsetting? Well, the white hat. So they marked out the penalty against Liberty, and then they'll come the other way with the penalty against Thayer. When it's all said and done, it's going to be, I think, second down for the Liberty Eagles at the 21-yard line. So all that, and it's going to be second down and 10.
Yeah. Dad, you talked about Jacob Eckman, the chiropractor, wanting to play every play. Tony Airy texted me and said, I'm listening about what your dad said about Jacob. I still, to this day, have vivid dreams of dressing out and playing football in green. I wake up and just want to dress out and go play. Think they'd have me back?
They would. Tony ended up being a pretty good offensive lineman for the old Thayer Bobcats. Second down and about 10 yards to go for the Liberty Eagles here after the dual penalty. 6:44 to go in the third quarter. Thayer Bobcat defense trying to get a stop and get the ball back to the offense. Liberty, Ripco in shotgun formation. Good snap this time. Straight back looking to throw. This ball is almost intercepted. Thayer almost got their fourth, and we got a Thayer Bobcat player down as he got smacked rushing the quarterback. And things are getting a little bit testy out on the field, Adam. You mentioned a couple of players in a little bit of scuffle, and that was a late hit on that play. And so things getting a little bit testy out there on the field. We got a Bobcat player down back around the 16-yard line. I can't tell at this point who it is. 6:41 to go into third. We're going to step away while they tend to the player. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back here at Lewis Bosman Field where the Thayer Bobcats lead the Liberty Eagles 34-8. We got a Bobcat player down on the field and trying to figure out who that is. It's Peyton Mills. Peyton Mills, number 20. He gets up and runs off the field under his old power. So maybe knock the wind out of him or something like that. No, I think we're looking at he's taking his shoe off. He didn't limp on that foot, so.
I think that was a pride deal. I'm running off.
I don't know. Yeah. Peyton Mills, he's a tough kid. All right, and now we're going to get a water break. All right. Thayer leads the Mountain View Birch Street Liberty Eagles 34-8 with 6:41 to go in the third. We'll take a timeout back to Lewis Bosman Field in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bobcats. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Hey, what is that? Peyton Mills, they brought him to the sideline. Looks like they're going to retape an ankle. I think he's going to be okay. Ran off the field under his own power. And getting word here, the Willow Springs and Kabul game now, 15-6, Kabul with a lead over the Willow Springs Bears. Again, 15-6, Kabul leading Willow Springs. That game also into the second half. But here's Liberty on a third down and 9. Ripko, the quarterback, rolling to his right, looking to throw. Throws this one over the middle. Pass is going to be caught and then tackled immediately out of bounds. But it'll be a first down. That was a nice throw by Ripko. Got it out to number 8, Noah Jester. His first catch since the first quarter.
Yeah.
They just kind of quit looking at it. So Noah Jester, the All-Stater, makes another catch. And I know he had 3 or 4 early in the game, and that's the first one he's had in a while. So first down for the Liberty Eagles with 6:33 to go in the third quarter. Trying to put something together here after stopping the Bobcats on their first possession of the second half. Liberty trying to climb back in this ball game, and they're a quick-strike team. This thing's not over yet. Here's Liberty going to give it to Acklin, running to the left. Bobcats got some defense. Oh, and now Acklin stops, and that's a bad move. Now he runs backwards. Now Thayer Bobcats have got great pursuit, and Acklin's going to be brought down all the way back at the 31-yard line. That'll be a 9-yard loss on the play for number 17, Gentry Acklin, and you just can't stop.
Especially not when them big defensive linemen are running
that. Yeah, I've been preaching that for 40 years of Bobcat football. When you run in the ball, you can't stop, especially when the team is in pursuit. Second down and 19 now for the Liberty Eagles. Again, Drew Ripko, quarterback number 7, takes a snap, hands off to the other Ripko, but we're going to get a penalty. I don't know if the Bobcats, nope, it's going to be against Liberty for illegal procedure. So illegal procedure again, that is...
It's number 10.
10 penalties now on the Liberty Eagles in the game tonight.
No, that's 11 including the...
Oh, right. Yeah, including the block in the back. So there we go. 11 penalties on the Liberty Eagles tonight. And with still a lot of football left. We're still just midway through the third quarter. And again, Drew Ripko, number 7, hands the ball off to the other Ripko. No, he keeps it, trying to run it to the right. Oh, what a hit.
He's wishing he handed that one off.
What a hit by the Thayer Bobcat. That was big.
Brady Justice.
Brady Justice, wow. Big number 64. And I mean, he was standing there waiting on Ripko. And I mean, he laid him down right on the 22-yard line. 1 yard on the pickup for number 7, Drew Ripko.
Looked like he hit a brick wall.
Yeah, he might be thinking, you know, I don't think I want to run the ball anymore. 5 minutes to go in the third. Third down and 19. Ripko going this time to the left side, looking to throw it, throws it over the middle, pass is going to be caught. Number 3 with a catch, that is Cal Acklin, all the way out to the 46-yard line. And that's going to be, what, they needed 19? That's about a 15-yard completion. So Acklin, he throws a pretty good ball. It is 4th down and 4. Liberty really with no choice but to go for it here. They'll go for it. 4.5 minutes to go in the third, down by 5 touchdowns. You've got to go for it.
Yeah.
Actually, down by 4 touchdowns. Liberty on a 4th down and 4 near midfield. Ripko, little quick out, is going to be caught and stopped right there. They got the ball out to Noah Jester, and he gets buried. The play is going to go for a 4-yard loss, and the Thayer Bobcat defense has held the Liberty Eagles again on a 4th down. And Thayer takes over the ball in Liberty territory at the 44-yard line.
You know, that young secondary of the Thayer Bobcats looks really good at times.
They do. They look really good. Now, early in the game, and they had good coverage on the 2 deep balls.
Yeah. Yeah, Eric Seifert
just
had
great
a hand
catch,
on the one.
Just great catches by Jester. But since then, they have just flat-out covered receivers and made tackles. Thayer comes out here in a split backfield. Griffin and Jackson Willison in the backfield. Tied in. Here's a quick out. Going to go. Oh, that ball bounces. Intended for Grimes and just didn't get there. So they were going with a quick out and going to try to let Justin do his thing out there on the open field, but pass is going to fall incomplete. Haven't been many incompletions for the Thayer Bobcats tonight.
No, that's the third one.
Only the third one tonight. They've thrown the ball,
Nine times.
So six out of nine for two touchdowns. That's not a bad night.
Not a bad night.
Second down and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats at the Liberty 44-yard line. Down to 4 minutes and change to go here in the third quarter. Landry Pitts up under center, looking to throw it. Throws this ball over the middle. Incomplete. Skipping it in to the intended receiver, which was number seven. That is Eric Seimer. I like the way Landry handled the ball that time. He wanted to throw to the other side. His receiver was covered up. He brought it back down and then surveyed the field and found the green jersey wide open, but he skipped it in there. And that was under duress.
That was pretty impressive.
They had some pretty good pressure on him. That was just good handling of the football right there. Third down and 10. Pitts up under center. Takes the snap. Throws it out to Jackson Willison. Willison skips inside the tackler and gets it inside the 40 to the 43-yard line. They'll pick up about seven. Fair now with a fourth and about three, maybe four. Willison well over 100 yards now, 129 in the game. It is fourth and four for the Thayer Bobcats and inside Liberty territory at the 38-yard line. I think Thayer goes for it here.
Yeah, I believe so. And I've said this before, but it is amazing the way Jackson Willison sees the field once he has the ball in his
hand. Yeah, just slips inside the tacklers. So fourth and a long fourth. Thayer in a single setback. They got a flanker on the right side. Pitched up, looking to throw, looking down the middle. Nobody open, throws it over the middle. Incomplete, just a little bit too tall for Jackson Willison. And Willison is going to limp off the field.
I think that's a cramp.
Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah, Jackson Willison's got a cramp, and Coach Gower, old Petey Gower, is going to work on him. So Petey Gower going to work on him. Thayer turns it over on down. So
he's the official cramp doctor. Of
I guess he is. Wants to be a football coach when he grows up.
He would be a dandy.
I think he'll be a good one. All right, so Liberty Eagles take over at their own 37-yard line. Take over on downs. Ripko still in there, quarterback. Got a man on his right hip. They get it to Ripko. Looking right now left. Now gets some pressure and going to have to tuck and run. Bobcats giving chase. Here's a throw downfield. That ball, was that caught? It was. Oh, it's incomplete.
It was almost caught.
Man, that would have been, what a catch. That was number six, Ripko, out there. I mean, he almost brought in a beautiful reception. That looked like something you'd see in the NFL.
Yeah, when they're playing around before the game.
Yeah, that would have been like a Tyreek play right there.
Yeah.
Speaking of Tyreek, Kansas City Chiefs open their season this Sunday afternoon. You'll hear the game right here on K-Country 95 Radio, your home for Kansas City Chiefs football in the Ozarks. Chiefs and the Cleveland Browns.
Ought to be a good one.
2 o'clock for the pregame show on the radio, and 3:25 for the kickoff at Arrowhead Stadium. Second down and 10 for the Liberty Eagles. Down to 3:12 to go in the third quarter. They get a quick out to Ripko. Ripko breaks one tackle, then gets hit at about the 43-yard line and shoved backwards. Their Bobcat defense, they're letting them catch it, and then they're getting them covered up before they can get much yardage. About 6 yards on that play to Tanner Ripko from Drew Ripko, who is in at quarterback. And if you've joined us late, Carter Pruitt, the sophomore, started this game at quarterback for the Liberty Eagles. He went down just before halftime with what appears to be a hip injury. Hope that young man is okay. Third down and four for Liberty. Ripko rolling to his left, rolling through his left, looking to throw the football, does over the middle. It is caught.
He was on the ground.
Yeah, he was on the ground, but he went sliding on the ground to make that catch. That was number three, Cal Ackland, making the catch for about an 8-yard pickup, I think, and a first down for the Liberty Eagles. Inside Bobcat territory now at the 44-yard line. That's a good catch.
It was.
That's another good catch. Sliding on his back. Got his body between the ground and the ball and hauled it in. And Ackland threw a strike, or excuse me,
Ripko
threw a strike over there. Here's Ripco again, looking to run with it, this time on the quarterback draw. He sidesteps the tackler and then gets brought down inside the 40 at about the 38. That'll be a 4, 5, 6 yard pickup by number 7, Drew Ripco, playing quarterback for the Liberty Eagles here. Down to 2 minutes to go in the third. Neither team has scored in the second half. It is 34-8. Fair Bobcats with the lead. Liberty has not scored since there was 10 minutes to go in the first quarter. They've got it now on the move. Ripco again at quarterback. Three receivers in a bunch on the far side, and he's just going to tuck it and run. Runs up the sideline, gets the first down, and steps out of bounds at about the 34-yard line. I think if you're Thayer Bobcat fans, maybe getting a little bit restless here as the Bobcat defense has not been as stout or as stout here on this drive as they've been earlier in the game. And I know when it's 34-8, sometimes kind of hard to keep focus, but I guarantee you Coach Weber is out there telling them we need to get focused back in. There goes a man in motion for Liberty, low snap. Ripco pulls it down. Brady Justice giving chase. He gets hit as he throws. Incomplete at the 35-yard line. What a hit by the Thayer Bobcats again on the receiver and on the quarterback. And big Brady Justice, number 64. He came to play ball tonight, the sophomore, 6'3", 220.
He's every bit of it.
And he is every bit of it. He is. He is a stout lad for the Thayer Bobcats. He's out there playing on that D-line along with Peyton Mills. And Peyton Mills is put together, number 20, but he's 5'10", 180. He got pressure, too. Second down and 10 for the Liberty Eagles after the incomplete pass at the 34-yard line. Here's Ripco again, rolling to his left. Bobcats again, looking at a little pressure. Now he's going to float one down the field. That ball is caught inside the 15-yard line. And that was number 8, Noah Jester, with another catch for the Liberty Eagles. That one goes from the 34 down to the 13. So that's about 21 yards on the completion. 34 to the 13, is that right?
Yes.
I think so. First and 10, Liberty at the Bobcat 13-yard line. Ripco again. Looking to throw the football, floats this one into the end zone, and we got a pass interference. But Hester made the catch anyway. Number 8, Noah Jester, got hit by the defender, knocked on his back, and he still caught it in the end zone for the touchdown. That is a 13-yard completion for the touchdown for the Liberty Eagles. Man, this kid can catch a football.
Yes, he can.
He can catch a football, and that's why these Bobcats better get their heads back on and back in this game.
I don't care who it is. 34-8 is nothing for the Liberty Eagles.
No. Not when they can score in a hurry like that.
Like we said earlier, when that ball gets rolling downhill, it is hard to stop.
And they're going to go for two here, obviously, down 30, actually now down 34-14. They'll go for two, try and get back into, within, 16 points. It was a pass interference call against Thayer, declined, obviously, by the touchdown, or by the Liberty Eagles because of the touchdown. And here's Ripco. In shotgun formation back at the 10-yard line. They're looking for two. Got a man open and makes the catch, but was he in? No, he was out of the end zone. He actually was in the end zone, had come back outside, and he goes out of bounds at the 1-yard line. So the 2-point conversion is no good. That makes the score 34-14. Thayer Bobcats lead the Liberty Eagles. It'll be Bobcat ball after the kick. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats.
Each office independently owned and operated.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
And we're back here at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer. Thayer Bobcats looking for their second straight victory. And this would be their fifth year in a row they've beaten the Liberty Eagles. This will be 5 years in a row if the Thayer Bobcats can win this one here tonight. They're up 34-14. Liberty has just scored. They're going to kick it off. Going to be a deep kick taken by Grimes back at the 18-yard line. Looking for some room to run. Gets hit at about the 25 and down. Well, Thayer will have it first and 10 at their own 25-yard line. There goes the Bobcat offense. They need to put something together here. 34-14. That's just a 3-touchdown lead. Now, these Liberty Eagles can score in a hurry, and we're not into the fourth quarter yet. A minute two to play in the third. So Thayer Bobcats, I think, got to quit being quite as conservative as they were on that last drive.
I think you got to go for the jugular.
I think you do, because another touchdown here pretty much puts it out of reach as long as your defense continues to play. But the Liberty Eagles took that ball at the 42-yard line, marched it right down the field for the touchdown. And Thayer got the starter back out there. Jackson and Griffin Willison in the backfield. They're in a split back formation. Double wide set. Tight end on the near side. Here's the Bobcats running the option play. And Pitts is going to keep it to the 25. Cuts inside the blocker. Oh, nice tackle. Got a penalty flag down back around the 22-yard line. So Pitts going on the carry would pick up about five. But I think the penalty flag, yep, going to be holding against the Thayer Bobcats. Wow. And that's exactly, that is a lack of focus right there. And you got to get, and I guarantee you, that's what Coach Weber is shouting to his team and telling his quarterbacks that you get in that huddle, you tell these guys to get their heads back in this game. That's the first holding call of the night. And it's going to back the ball all the way up to the 12-yard line.
I don't think we had a holding call last week either.
No, I don't think we did. That may be the first one all year. And it's going to move it back. It's going to be first and a half a mile. Ball is at the 11. We got to get out to the 34 for a first down. That's 23 yards. First and 23. Bobcats in split back formation. Gives the ball to Jackson Willison. Got a blocker in front. He's out to the 20. Breaks a tackle. Spins away from another. Another out to the 30, or up to 25 and up to the 28-yard line. Jackson Willison on a first and 23, and now he's got a cramp again. He's going to come back out. And we got a Bobcat, another Bobcat down on the field. And we'll see. That is the Bobcat quarterback, Landry Pitts.
He laid a big block out there in front of
him. He did lay a block. It looks like he's got a stinger. Looks like a stinger.
So the freshman goes in.
The freshman goes in, number 17. That is Prince, the Bobcat freshman. So you want to be a Bobcat quarterback? Well, how about going into the Liberty Eagle game on a second down and about 6 yards to go? That's a good run by Jackson Willison. Here's the Bobcats. They're going to pitch it to Spencer. Spencer run over the right side, gets hit and dropped. He'll pick up about a yard on the play. So the Bobcat sophomore, Mark Spencer, into the backfield in place of Jackson Willison, who is being worked on with a cramp. He's getting him some juice and some water over there on the sideline.
Seen third carry down. A pickle jar down there earlier.
Yeah. Third down and five for the Thayer Bobcats. Boy, they really need to convert this. And now we're going to get a timeout call. Nope, that's the end of the third quarter. End of the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats lead the Liberty Eagles 34-14. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grewball with Taylor Grewball Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We have a new goal we're trying to reach before the end of September, so we have our rock-bottom prices in all the vehicle windows. The best price just got better. These vehicles will not last, so stop by today. Do not delay to get great buys from nice guys.
Find new roads today.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grewball Chevrolet in West Plains.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back at Lewis Fosman Field in Thayer where the Thayer Bobcats have a 34-14 lead going into the fourth quarter. Thayer Bobcats with a couple of their starters on the sideline. Jackson Willison getting a little rest over here. And quarterback Landry Pitts down, looking to me like maybe a stinger for Landry. So Prince, the freshman, is in at quarterback. Fayer with a third down and five at their own 28-yard line. Looking for a first down. They pitch it to Spencer. Spencer cuts it upfield and is going to get the first down as he's out to the 34-and-a-half-yard line. Mark Spencer.
The spot, that's going to be close.
Yeah, going to be very close. I think he got it. I don't think it's even that close. I think he got it by about the length of the ball. Mark Spencer, the sophomore, with a nice run. He's in there in place of Jackson Willison, who's having a little cramp issue. And it is a first down on a five-yard scamper for Mark Spencer for the Thayer Bobcats. Kind of the future back for these Thayer Bobcats.
He is a quick one.
He is a quick one. Need to get a little more weight on him, though.
I'm sure Dr. Jacob's working on that.
I'm sure he is, too. All right, first and 10, Thayer Bobcats. That first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Thayer coming out here in a power T formation. Prince. Brandon Prince, the freshman quarterback, turn, pitches the ball to Spencer. Spencer going through two blocks and dives across the 35 to about the 36. He only pick up a couple of yards on that play, but valuable playing experience here on a Friday night.
Yep.
And now Coach Petey Gower comes over the sideline and says, Jackson, you ready to get back in there? And Jackson says, yes, sir.
Valuable playing time in an important game.
Yeah, in an important game, absolutely.
Not first to blow out where the second teams went in.
First SCA game of the year. Of course, a winner tonight. Be unbeaten in conference play. And, boy, in the SCA, you just don't want to lose one. Bobcats again with Prince in there. Quarterback split backs. They hand the ball on the inside. This is Spencer again. Spencer fighting his way out to about the 40-yard line before he's brought down. Liberty says they got the football. The official looking it over. That play, what do we got?
That was blown dead.
Yeah, I think it was blown dead, too. Spencer up in there, and it is Thayer Bobcat ball at the 40-yard line, so a 5-yard pickup. Actually, it's about a 4-yard pickup. Third down and four now for the Thayer Bobcats. Jackson Willison still on the Bobcat sideline, or did he go in? I didn't see him go in. Landry Pitts still on the sideline. Prince, the freshman, up under center. Now Spencer's still in there, along with Griffin Willison. Here to give to Griffin. He's going to power it straight ahead out to near the 44-yard line. He'll pick up about four. Bobcats needed close to five. Actually, they're going to mark it right on the 45-yard line. Well, this may be another first down. Yes, it is. 5-yard pickup for Griffin Willison and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer now with how many first downs in this game? It's been a bunch.
13.
13 first downs in the ballgame. That's a good night. We've still got 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Thayer on the move again with the freshman quarterback in there. Mark Spencer, the sophomore, along with the senior Griffin Willison in the backfield. Kyle, the offset, split backs, and a give to Griffin Willison. He breaks the tackle. He's across the 50 to the 45, 40, through a tackler all the way down to the 33-yard line. That is 10, 22 yards on the run for Griffin Willison, running right over right tackle. And big Zach Jones, number 75, look where he's at downfield blocking for his back, all the way down at the 35-yard line.
They do not get enough credit.
Big Zach Jones with a beautiful job blocking for his back right up the gut. And it's another first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. First and 10, Thayer down to the 34-yard line of the Liberty Eagles. 9:27 to go in the game. Bobcats in the power T formation turn. Going to give it to Spencer. Looking for some room. Gets inside a tackler. Nice cut. And out to the 32-yard line. Griffin Willison with a pancake block out there.
Did the best thing you can do. Lay on him and put your hands out.
That's right. I mean, a pancake. He pancaked Rutledge on that play. This Rutledge kid's a good player. Griffin Willison pancaked him. And about a 2.5, we'll give him 3 yards on the carry for Mark Spencer. Number one, the sophomore, 5'7", 150-pounder. Second down and 7 for Prince and the Bobcat offense. Coach Weber, I think, seeing good things here. Just going to let the youngsters play. Split backs. Bobcats give it to Griffin Willison. Running up in the middle. Spins off a tackle into about the 30. So Griffin picks up another one. Make it third down and 6. Stay tuned after the ballgame. We'll have your postgame report. Mike Robertson at the studio. We'll have all the games around the area. We'll check in for that. Of course, our postgame report brought to you by Shelter Insurance and Directman of West Plains. And we'll be picking the Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game, brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Thayer Bobcats have scored 5 touchdowns tonight. That's $350 in the bank for the kids of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Compliments of Thayer Dental Care. Third down and 6 for the Thayer Bobcats. Prince hands off up in the inside. Nowhere to go for Mark Spencer. About a yard. That'll make it 4th down. And close to, well, call it a long 5. They put him down right on the 30-yard line. They'll pick up about a yard on that play. Bobcat crowd has hung around tonight. Thayer leading 34-14. I think they feel about as nervous as everybody else that this game may not be over yet. But if Thayer can just keep pounding it on the ground, keep that clock running, we're down to 7.5 minutes to go in the game. Mark Spencer out of the game now. Thayer Bobcats with a lone setback. They've got 2 men in the on the end. Here's a pitch going to Jackson Willison. He cuts up to the 30, trying to stay on his feet, dives ahead to the 28, and the Bobcats will not make it on 4th down. So a 2-yard pickup for Jackson Willison, and the Liberty Eagles will take over. Still a lot of time to go in this ball game. 7 minutes and 11 seconds. Thayer Bobcats, now remember, Landry Pitts also plays outside linebacker, so they got to replace him out there on the linebacker spot. I think Spencer went in, number 1. Who else? There goes, well, there no, now there goes Spencer, number 1. He'll be in Landry Pitt's spot at linebacker. Liberty comes out, 4 receivers to the wide to the far side, 1 to the near side. Ripko in at quarterback. Takes a snap, throwing a quick out, complete. Bobcats are right there to cover it, but a nice run by Hester. Hester is all the way up the sideline. Evades tacklers all the way out to the 43-yard line. Well, that's the quick out. Lane Grimes took him out of bounds right about the 42, and that's the first down on a 13-yard pickup. These Liberty Eagles, I'm telling you, they have not given up in this game. They can, and that play right there was just an eyelash from going to the house. Thayer leading 34-14, but still time left. Here's Ripko going to throw it again over to the other Ripko. He's to the 40, trying to get to the sideline. Bobcats will take him down at about the 49-yard line. That's an 8-yard completion. That one goes to Tanner Ripko, number 6. Tanner, the 5'9", 135-pound senior. Boy, he runs tough. Second down and 1. Down to 6:40 to play in the game. Liberty trying to get on the board again. Thayer has not scored in this second half. Here's Ripko rolling to his right. Tanner Ripko throwing this ball out to a wide-open receiver. He sidesteps the tackler, still on his feet, going up the sidelines, finally knocked out of bounds over there. And we're going to get a penalty on the end of it. The Thayer Bobcats, number 7, with a hit out of bounds. Eric Simer is going to be called for a hit out of bounds. That's going to attack some more onto the end of this play. And this is not a good situation for the Thayer Bobcats right here. Liberty Eagles have got the momentum now. And have scored, and actually the only touchdown of the second half. But they are on the move again. Penalty on the Thayer Bobcats for a hit out of bounds. And again, just like I've been saying the whole half, you got to get refocused. 34-8 is a big lead against a team that can eat up yardage in 20 and 30 yards at a time. It's not enough. That takes the ball all the way down to the 15-yard line. First down for the Liberty Eagles at the Bobcat 15-yard line. 6:23 to go in this game. Liberty trying to mount a comeback. Bobcat defense trying to get back in this thing. Ripko at quarterback. Straight back looking to throw. Floats this one into the air. This ball is going to be knocked away. Good defensive play by Lane Grimes. But they have Bobcat safety and Simers, number 7, got there and knocked it away. No way Hester was going to catch that ball.
No.
I saw Lane Grimes kind of cheating to that side of the field at safety. And if you're the Liberty Eagles, I think you throw that same pass, only you throw it to the other side, because Grimes is kind of cheating over, trying to help Simers with Hester out there.
Yeah.
The Liberty with 6:17 to go in the game. Second down and 10, down at the Bobcat 15-yard line. Ripko again in shotgun formation. This time rolling to his left. Told you they'd throw it the other way. Here's one into the end zone. This ball is caught for a touchdown.
That was a pretty play by the Liberty Eagles.
That was a beautiful play. Great throw and a beautiful catch by Gentry Ackland, number 17. And with 6:11 to play in the game, The Liberty Eagles have scored again. They have scored the only two touchdowns of the second half. It is now 34-20. And the Thayer Bobcat offense hasn't done anything in the second half, mainly due to some injuries and cramping and things like that. The Liberty going to go for two here. There's a low snap. Ripko pulls it down, throws into the end zone. Two-point conversion to Hester. Absolutely going to catch that one. He was wide open. So Hester makes the reception. And now it is all of a sudden a 12-point game, 34-22, with 6:11 to play in the game. If you're Coach Billy Weber, you're talking to your team right now, we've got to get back in this thing.
Yeah.
Got to get back into it right now. Thayer needs to run about 4 or 5 minutes off the clock. Don't have to score again, but you got to run a lot of time off the clock on this next drive. Are Thayer going to line up to receive the kick? And Coach Weber is chewing on some Bobcats on the sideline right now. I don't blame him. All right, again, 6:11 to go in the game. Ripko with the touchdown pass to Acklin. And what was it, 15-yard completion?
Yep.
And that makes it 34-22 with the two-point conversion. But we got a ball game again here. Still a lot of time, 6 minutes to go. And you can bet Liberty Eagles are going to go for an onside kick.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to say.
They do that all the time anyway.
Kick deep.
Yeah, and they're not going to kick it deep. They're going to kick this thing along the ground, so Thayer better get on it. All right, they're taking a water break here with 6:11 to go in the game. We'll take a timeout back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, 6 minutes, 11 seconds left in the ballgame. The Liberty Eagles have scored two second-half touchdowns. Thayer Bobcats have not seen pay dirt in the second half, and Thayer's lead is down to 34-22. That's still a two-touchdown lead.
Yep.
And only 6 minutes to play, but if you're the Thayer Bobcats, the offense has really sputtered. Now, part of that, they've been without Jackson Willison a good part of the second half.
Without Landry Pitts.
They've been without Landry Pitts, the starting quarterback.
And no Kyron Magnuson.
Yeah, and Landry's not out there on the kickoff team. Here's the onside kick. Bobcats are going to field it, I think. And they finally jump on it and recover it to 35-yard line. Boy, that was dangerous. Somebody got to get on that football. So, Thayer Bobcats recover the onside kick back at the 35-yard line. As a Thayer Bobcat offense, is it going to be Prince or is it going to be Pitts? Nope, it's going to be Prince, the freshman. Still out there. So Landry Pitts for the Thayer Bobcats, still on the sideline. Good news is Jackson Willison and Griffin Willison both back on the field. So I think the Liberty Eagles right now are going to get a steady dose of Willison, the Willison
left,
brothers.
Willison right.
And Willison right up the middle. First and 10 brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare's Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Willison's in split back formation. Quick snap. Bobcats hand it to Jackson. Jackson trying to spin out of a tackle. Still on his feet and gets across the 35 to about the 37. That might be the hardest 2 yards that Willison has picked up tonight. Now up to 138 yards in the game. 5:49. Clock continues to run. That's what the Bobcats want right now. They want that clock to run. Two touchdown lead for the Bobcats. Trying to win their second straight game and trying to beat the Liberty Eagles for the fifth straight year.
That is a hard thing to do.
It is. It is. Bobcats break the huddle. Again, Prince, the Bobcat quarterback, the freshman. He pitches the ball. Oh, to Willison, who gets brought down by the helmet.
No flag.
And no penalty flag. Are you kidding me? Boy, the Bobcat fans are upset about that. I don't blame them. Yeah, Willison loses 2 yards on the play. It's third down and 12. 5 minutes to go. And in defense of the officials, that's actually not a penalty. If you don't grab the face mask, yeah, it's not a penalty. Third down at about 12. Prince, the quarterback. And the Bobcat offensive line not getting the job done right now. Here's a give in the middle. And again, nowhere to go for Williston. And the Thayer Bobcats are going to be forced with a fourth down and 11. And the Bobcat offensive line right now, Adam, is getting whooped.
Yes, it is.
On this possession, the Liberty Eagles have had guys in the backfield. And now Thayer's going to have to punt the ball away with 4.5 minutes to go. This is a dangerous play. The Bobcat's first team punter is Landry Pitts, and he's not in the game.
Brady Justice in the punt.
So Justice to punt this ball on a fourth down at 11. He stands back around his own 22-yard line to receive the snap. This is a big, big play. Good snap, Justice. Puts foot into it.
Big boot in it.
Big boot. Going to be fielded back at the 35-yard line. And the ball carrier gets dragged down from behind by Lane Grimes. That is Ripco number 6. But he returns it all the way out to the 50-yard line. Grimey had his jersey trying to drag him down from behind, but Ripco manages to bring it all the way out to the 49-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats, and here come the Liberty Eagles. Pass defense better get ready. 4 minutes to play in the game, actually just under 4 minutes, 3:59. Liberty's got the ball back. Thayer Bobcats trying to protect a 2-touchdown lead here late in the game, and the Bobcat fans are getting restless. Bobcat offense has done nothing in this second half. They have not scored a touchdown. And they put some first downs together early in the quarter, but I think they got a little bit conservative.
Yeah.
A little bit conservative. There go the Liberty Eagles. Ripco back looking to throw. Gets smacked in the face, and this pass is going to be incomplete. Knocked away by Lane Grimes down around the 20-yard line. Grimey got over there from safety, and I mean Ripco took a shot right in the head.
And to his credit, he jumped right back up.
He did. Tough kid. He's played a lot of football. He's been starting since he was a freshman. And Lane Grimes, the Bobcat safety, got over and knocked that ball away at the last minute. They were trying to get it to Hester, and you got to think they're going to go to him again. The All-State wide receiver, Hester's on the far sideline. Ripco again at quarterback. Trying to throw the quick out to Hester. Throws this one high, and he gets hit. Fumbles the football, and the Thayer Bobcats have recovered. Hester makes the reception, and number 7, Eric Seimer, came up and dislodged the ball with a monster hit.
Wow.
And the Thayer Bobcats are going to have it. Oh, they're going to call it an incomplete pass. Oh, my. They're going to call it an incomplete pass. I don't know about that.
I don't either, but you talk about Coach Weber in the pregame show. They give out a hitman shirt. I think we just seen it.
Yeah, again.
Again.
What was bigger, they got one last week.
Yeah.
And, man, what a hit.
Whoa.
Knocked the ball loose as an incomplete pass. That stops the clock with 3:47 to go in the game. Liberty now down. Oh, the play clock hasn't started yet. Now it does. Liberty gets lined up on a third down and 10. A couple of incomplete passes. Bobcats. Trying to get everybody in position. Ripco rolling to his left. Bobcats get pressure on him again. Throws it over the middle or throws the sideline. It is incomplete. Intended for Gentry Acklin. And it's incomplete. And it's down to a fourth down for the Liberty Eagles with 3:42 to go in the game. Their Bobcat defense with a good stand here without some of their starters on the field. Landry Pitts on the sidelines. What we think is a stinger for Landry. Also, Magnuson, number 4. On the Bobcats sideline, that's 2 of your starting linebackers not in this game. And now Liberty is going to take a timeout. 34-22, Thayer leads with 3:42 in the game. Liberty with a 4th and 10 to maintain possession of the ball in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're in the market for a new pre-owned vehicle, you need to make a stop at Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They keep a good selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot all the time. And if you're looking for something special and they don't have it, tell them about it. They'll try and find you one. Oregon County Cars, where they offer a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. They're also a collision repair estimate center for all your collision repairs. Oregon County Cars, just up the road from the Dairy Queen in Thayer.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
And we're back after the timeout. Liberty Eagles on a 4th-and-10. Ripco rolling to his right. Bobcat gets some pressure on him. Hit him again. He throws this ball up. It is incomplete. Pass intended for Hester. Noah Hester was a little too tall. He couldn't go up and get it. And the Thayer Bobcat defense has held the Liberty Eagles on a 4th-and-10. So that time, Thayer Bobcat defense got back in the game.
Yeah, they got back in the game that time.
They got great pressure on Acklin, the quarterback, on all four pass attempts.
You know what? You know what they need to calm this Liberty Eagle fever down?
What's that?
Prescription of the Willison brothers.
Well, yeah, you'd like to run out the clock here. 3:36 to go in the game. Thayer leading 34-22. Father, I want to say happy birthday to what's her name?
Jaylee Airy. Listening in Springfield tonight.
Jaylee, happy birthday to you. Here come the Thayer Bobcats. Prince at quarterback gives off to Jackson Willison. Willison fighting his way through the crowd. Gets across the 50 to the 45 and brought down there. 6-yard pickup for Jackson Willison. And now Griffin Willison has got a cramp. And he is going to come off the field. So Griffin Willison with a cramp. And this all three games the Bobcats have played, and it's very warm for football, but they have had cramps in all three games. That's been a bit of an issue. So a good 6-yard run on first down for Jackson Willison, and the Thayer Bobcats will have it 2nd-and-4. 3:22 to play in the ball game. Clock is running. 10 seconds to go on the play clock. Coach Billy Weber looking up at the press box. I don't think he likes how quick they reset the clock. Prince up under center. Gets the snap away. Gives to Jackson. Running to the outside. No, nice cut. Another nice cut to the 40, to the 35, to the 30, to the 25, and down at the 23-yard line. That might be the run that broke the camel's back right there. And a Liberty Eagle player won't get up off of Willison. What was he doing? Liberty Eagle player was down on Willison and rubbing his helmet in the ground. There was no excuse for that whatsoever.
What was the number?
We won't worry about that, but there was no excuse for it. Willison was down, play, everybody else had got him and gone away, and he's still down there on top of him rubbing his helmet.
I would say the next play is ran right at him.
I don't know. How many yards on that game?
There were 20.
20?
Yep.
20 yards for Willison, 1st-and-10. First down brought to you by the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic. Here's Willison again on the run, up the middle to the 20, down to the 19. We got a penalty flag down. In fact, two penalty flags down on the play. Willison picks up about 4. But we get a penalty, and it's going to be a chop block on the Liberty Eagles. Yeah, I saw one of the Bobcats flip in the air, and the Liberty Eagles call for a hitting below the knees, and you just can't do that. You just can't do that. And two different officials saw it, and that is like penalty number 13 or 14.
Yep.
Penalty number 13 on the Liberty Eagles tonight. So a 4-yard gain for Willison. And they're going to add some yardage on the end of the play. And the Thayer Bobcats are in the Community First Banking Company red zone. Penalty takes the ball down to the 14. No, should take it down to the about the 10. Yeah, 10-yard line. So it'll be first down. Ball resting the nose right on the 10-yard line. So Thayer in the Community First Banking Company red zone with 2:50 to go in the game. The freshman quarterback trying to account for his first touchdown as a Bobcat varsity player. Prince has went most of this, well, all of the fourth quarter and about half of the third quarter at quarterback. Valuable experience.
Done a nice job in there, too.
Yeah, 5'11", 150-pound freshman, done a nice job. Bobcats come out of the power T formation on first down. Prince going to give it to Jackson Willison. Willison cuts to the outside. Back inside the 5 into the end zone. Touchdown. Jackson Willison with another 10 yards and a Bobcat touchdown with 2:22 to play in the game. And that makes it 40-22 with, again, 2:22 to play in the game. So Thayer Bobcats may have put this one out of reach right there. And that drive was all Jackson Willison.
Yep, heavy dose of Jackson left and Jackson right.
Yes, it was. And the Bobcats are going to line up here for the two-point conversion. Yes, they are. Willison with a 10-yard touchdown run. Two-point try coming. Back at that power tee, they pitch it to Willison again. Willison over the right side. Yeah, into the end zone. Two-point conversion. Good. And that makes it 42-22. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Liberty Eagles with 2:22 to play in the game. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
We see the potential of the farmers that wake up early, of the local business owners that work late, of the people that are always ready to lend a hand. Because when you're from here, that's just what you do. At Southern Bank, we don't just help you reach your goals. We help you reach your potential so you can achieve what you want right in your hometown. Get started today with Southern Bank at bankwithsouthern.com. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats with a 3-touchdown lead now over the Liberty Eagles with 2:22 to play. Jackson Willison on a 10-yard touchdown run, his third rushing touchdown of the night. He's also up close to 200 yards rushing now, right?
Jackson?
Yeah.
Has 176.
176 on the night for Jackson Willison.
23 carries.
Good night for the Bobcat. I'm just going to say it, all-state prospect.
Yep. Yeah, I think you can give him that.
Yeah. And here come the Bobcats. So we're going to onside kick it here, and the Liberty Eagles will recover. And that was not really for the Bobcats to recover the ball. It was to keep Liberty from getting a run back. So it'll be Liberty Eagle ball at their own 44-yard line with 2:21 to play in the football game. Thayer Bobcats with that touchdown. Now with 6 touchdowns on the line, that is $300 for the kids of St. Jude, thanks to Thayer Dental Care. 6 touchdowns against this Liberty defense. Thayer Bobcats got the defense back out there. Now, last time Liberty had the ball, with their defense kind of got back in the game. They had really kind of lost their focus.
Well, and they had subs in spots that aren't usually there.
Yeah, so. But they kind of lost their focus, but they've kind of got back into it now. When Liberty cut the lead back to 2 touchdowns, the Bobcats started playing again. There's Ripko back there, quarterback. Takes a snap. Fakes a handoff. Going to run up the middle. Boy, he's fast. He cuts it to the outside. Bobcats make a hit. Bring him down at the 49-yard line. Coming up to make the play for the Thayer Bobcats was, that's number 7 again. Boy, this young man's played well tonight. Eric Seimer making a solo tackle in the open field. That'll bring up a second down and about 5 after the 5-yard pickup for Drew Ripko, number 7. Been going at quarterback tonight for the Liberty Eagles. Here he throws one. Pass is going to be complete. That one's to Drew Ripko. And that'll be it for about an 8-yard pickup and a first down for the Liberty Eagles. Stops the clock with a minute 50 to go. Bobcats getting big Zach Jones back in the ballgame. Big number 56 coming to the sidelines. That is Dalton Nicholson. Coach Weber getting some fresh legs out there on the field. Likes to change those linemen in and out pretty often. First and 10, Liberty. Ripko back to throw out of the shotgun. Throws this one to the sideline. It's caught by Hester again. And Bigger out there making the play again for the Thayer, or Seimer, I'm sorry. Seimer, number 7, making the play for the Bobcats. It's another 5-yard completion. Liberty with it, second down and 5, down to a minute 45 to play. Bobcat defense sure would like to get a stop here.
Yeah, they would, or an interception. Mm-hmm. Even better.
Well, we've got one return for a touchdown so far tonight. Second down and 5 for the Eagles. Ripko back. Got pressure now. Zach Jones giving chase. Ripko trying to throw it across his body. Pass is going to be complete, but then tackled immediately was number 5, or I'm sorry.
Number 6.
Number 6. That is Tanner Ripko. And it'll be a first down on the completion. Picked up about 10 on the play. Ripko in the backfield had all kinds of pressure, still threw a strike to his wide-open receiver. Bobcats getting more subs in the game with a minute 34 to go. Ripko in shotgun formation, rolling to his right. Got some time, throws this one out. It is going to be incomplete. Nice defensive play out there by the Bobcats secondary. That was
Seimer again.
Number 7, Eric Seimer. Boy, this kid has really been busy tonight.
Yes, he has.
They've been picking on him all night long, and he's got the pressure of having to defend an all-state wide receiver.
And he's done a fine job at it.
Yeah, Noah Jester. Jester has managed to catch some balls, but he's managed to keep him in check pretty much, making him, making a catch and then making the tackle. That's what you want to do.
A lot of those catches have been circus catches, too.
Mm-hmm. He's a good one. He's wired to the far side with a minute 25 to go. Second down and 10. Ripko rolling to his right. Rolling to his right, throws down, got his man. That is Acklin down around the... Oh, now, what is that call? The Bobcats made the tackle on the field, and the receiver came down out of bounds, and the official threw a flag for a late hit. That's a bad call. I mean, that is a bad call. There was no reason to make that call. They're going to call it a personal foul against the Thayer Bobcats. All he did was tackle him, and he landed out of bounds. They were in bounds when he made the tackle.
They should have been trying to get a handle on this game earlier, not with a minute 18 left.
Yeah, that's a bad call there. So Mountain View will have it now, first and goal to go from the 4-yard line. Mark the penalty. I guess, well, they didn't mark off the yardage. Anyway, a quick pass into the end zone. That ball is going to be incomplete. Good coverage out there by the Thayer Bobcats secondary again. Tried to get that one to Jester. Noah Jester couldn't make the reception. Minute 13 to go. Second and goal to go from the fourth. Thayer has stopped Liberty twice on first and goal to go situations tonight. Both in the first half, and really kind of set the tone for the Bobcats, who dominated the first half of the game. Liberty with it again, second down and four. Ripko in shotgun formation. Rolling to his left this time. Still rolling out, throwing this ball. It is... touchdown! Touchdown, Liberty Eagles. A sliding catch over there by number six, Tanner Ripko. So a 4-yard touchdown play. Comes with a minute 8 to play in the ball game. So Ripko has come in and thrown 1, 2, 3 touchdown passes in this game. One to Jester, one to Acklin, and now this one to the other Ripko. And Liberty will go for two, obviously, here, down by a bunch, down by two touchdowns, and Ripko trying to run for it. Bobcats will stop it. No gain on the play. And it was Simers again making the tackle for the Thayer Bobcats. A minute 8 to play in the game. Thayer Bobcats lead it 42-28. We'll be back with your kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Let the doctor inspect your car, truck, or SUV on a regular basis to keep major problems to a minimum. Car Doctor 2, just north of Thayer, has trained hands and knowledge to keep things working like they should. A regular oil change, tire inspection, and service job can pay for themselves in the long run. Should you need minor or major repair, trailer repair, alignment, or new tires, the Car Doctor 2 is where you should go. They now have the equipment to fix AC problems for old and new Freon systems. The Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, we're probably going to see another onside kick attempt here by the Liberty Eagles. A minute 8 to go in the game. Thayer leads it 42-28. Liberty Eagles with 3 touchdowns here in the second half. After Thayer dominated the first half to get out to a 34-8 halftime lead. Liberty now getting ready to tee it up on the 40-yard line. Stay tuned after the ballgame. We'll have the Shelter Insurance Andrew Eckman postgame report, and we'll be naming the Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game. And here's Liberty, little pooch kick, still on the ground. Bobcats are going to field it back at the 30-yard line, down it right there. And that's where the Thayer Bobcat offense will trot out with an opportunity to run out the clock on this game. And it will be the freshman, Prince, back out there at quarterback.
Got to hold on to the football.
Yeah, got to hold on to the ball. And you really, you know, just run three plays. And Liberty's got a couple of timeouts left. So unless you, let's see, Liberty's got 2 timeouts left. So they, they can stop it enough to get the ball back if you don't convert a first down. So Thayer really needs 1 first down, and then this game is over. First and 10, Thayer Bobcats, that big offensive line comes to the ball. Prince with a full house backfield behind him in the power tee. They pitch it to Willison. Willison sidesteps the tackler. Now going to reverse his field. And now still goes ahead and gets across the 30 to the 31-yard line. So after all that, still about a 1-yard pickup for Jackson Willison. And Liberty does not call a timeout. I thought they might here, but they don't. So this is going to let the clock run out. And the Thayer Bobcats are going to go to 2-1, win their second straight game, and win for a 5th consecutive year over the Mountain View Birch Street Liberty Eagles. They will have to run one more play, 17 seconds on the play clock, 32 seconds on the game clock. They're taking their time in the huddle. Prince breaks the huddle now with 8 seconds. They run to the line. Prince up under center. Power eye. Oh, and we got movement against the Bobcats. Well, they'll stop the clock with...
Nope.
Well, the clock's still running.
Yep, they kneeled it out.
Oh, so he took the knee.
Yep.
All right, so the Bobcats take the knee, and that's the end of the ball game. 42 to 28. The Thayer Bobcats improve to 2-1 on the season and 1-0 in the SCA with a 42-28 victory over the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles here at Lewis Bosman Field tonight.